This is the way the colonial settlers made their butter. Would anyone like to take a turn?
This is PFW in progress.
Yeah, over here. Let him do it. He's had a lot of practice.
PFW in progress.
Yeah, familiar with the motion.
Yeah, he churns it about four times a day.
With Fred Kirsch.
What's your name, Patriot?
My name's
Paul Perillo.
I'm on my senior class trip. I'm here from Lexington, Mass., home state of Paul Revere, John Hancock, and Noma! Noma!
Okay, you want a turn?
And Andy. And Andy?
Ooh, wow, you got strong arms. He would have definitely survived the hardships of a colonial lifestyle.
Andy Hart.
Hey, Math in Washington. I can't understand a freaking word you're saying. That accent makes you sound retarded.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Why are y'all taping this?
Yeah, I do all my projects on video because I suffer from several as yet unnamed learning disabilities.
He did not get proper nutrition during his toddler years.
Swear to God.
Yeah, his mother's breast milk's like Bailey's Irish cream.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
Hey, where'd you get that dress? Ye old house of juggery?
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Yeah, the job market is really ridiculous right now.
Yeah, I got fired from Tom McCann for using the foot measure inappropriately.
Apparently my wiener is a lady size 5.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday in sunny Scottsdale, although it's a little chilly. Not exactly desert-like, but we are here and getting even closer to the big day, Super Sunday, Patriots versus Giants, and Giants still thinking they're going to win, which is, I just can't.
How dare they?
I just can't believe that.
He asks me the same question every day when I get back. How's the Giants? They still think they're going to win?
Boy, what a sign of lack of respect to the Patriots. They, you know, they should just, you know, come right out and say we don't have a chance. I can't believe it.
Well, the Patriots really think they're going to win.
All right. Well,
they haven't stopped talking about it yet.
We're back here. PFW in progress. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. Another day of live press conferences today, this time from the team hotel. Things are looking good on Patriots.com. We're getting a lot of emails, people appreciating the coverage because they're not too happy with the ESPN coverage.
Oh, awful.
Awful.
Just awful. I told my father called me last night, and he said, you know, what's going on with ESPN? Because they don't get the NFL Network, so they rely on ESPN. And he said, they got like 5 minutes of Super Bowl coverage, and all they do is go back to the studio and have like Emmitt Smith and Stuart Scott. He said, I don't want to see those guys. I want to see what's going on down in Arizona.
Right.
It's funny, as I'm looking right now, I see ESPN, and that's exactly where they are. They're at that desk with all their, you know, their hosts and analysts talking, and then they're not showing you
anything. They think everybody wants to see them. Like, break down the game later in the week. You have all week. The NFL Network, I think, is doing a better job of getting the kind of the vibe down here.
Yeah, they're down there in the media center, and there's stuff going on right now. There's, you know, it's not players and coaches right now, but there's other NFL things going on. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Is it? What do you think? They're doing it on purpose? Well, what's the deal?
We know that the NFL owns them because of what they did with that show. What was the name of the show, Andy?
Playmakers.
Playmakers. When a station bows to somebody like that, then now they have you for life. So I'm just wondering if they're saying, you know, we want to really pump this NFL Network. Why don't you just ease back a little bit? Because it's not making any sense to me. I remember being, before the NFL Network existed, watching ESPN like on Media Day and stuff. They had everything. I mean, they showed everything, and
yeah.
I didn't see hardly anything this year.
Well, I don't know, but you can certainly get it all from Patriots.com.
I should tell you, you know, covering the Giants, I go over to their website a bit just to see what's going on. They don't have anything.
Well,
they've had the same stuff on for like 2 days.
Well, it's tough. It's tough.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you were saying how we're pumping out all this stuff, and I went there.
A compliment from Fred to us?
Not really.
Okay.
But
no, it is.
But they don't really, they're not turning over a lot of content.
No, the biggest compliment goes to the crafts. I mean, if they wanted to, they could do it. It's not like it's magic. It's just putting bodies at it and getting it done.
But, you know,
and they don't want to invest in that.
But I'm not even talking about the bells and whistles that we've obviously unveiled this week with all the streaming that you've been talking about.
No, I'm not either. I'm talking about you guys out there just writing.
Updating.
Yeah, updating and photos.
But
and,
anybody could do that. I mean, all it takes is a little effort.
But that's exactly it. And investment. I mean, you have to pay people to do it and get them down here. And,
well, they have a website.
Yeah,
so
they do. But
so
they,
someone's got to be
But
in
it takes people. It takes people. It always comes down to people. And,
that's a very good point, Fred.
So,
we are people.
Hi, Eric.
I want to get this one right off my chest. You know, I was cornered by by one of the security guards here yesterday because they were mad at us because on our show we were saying that anyone can get in here because the security's so
lax. I knew that would leave a mark.
So I just want to say that right now it's a real pain in the ass.
They're doing a fine job.
It's not that we're not saying this. They're nice people, though. That's what we meant.
Right. Like, it was meant in a different
way.
If
you have a credential on that has your picture on it and what it's supposed to have to let you in, they let you in. In the Northeast, they pin you down. They're taking your blood type. I mean,
I know,
cavity searches to get into Gillette
State. No, they're actually polite and nice here, which
right.
is we're not used
we're just
to
not
that.
Yeah, we don't know how to
that
react
was
to
the
that.
That's the point that I think Tom was trying to make.
Yeah, I didn't mean they let anybody in. I'm just saying they let the right people in without giving them a hassle.
I'm really trying to, at back at Gillette, do away with the anal searches when we come into work in the morning. I'm tired of that.
That's Eric's favorite part of the workday.
Eric just quit.
That was the only fringe benefit he got.
You know, it's one thing on game day, but you know, every day, every workday, come on.
Yeah, and on the way out too. That doesn't make any sense. Oh. All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. So, what are you guys doing today? Who'd you talk to during the free for all this morning?
Richard Seymour, Ellis Hobbs, Asante Samuel, James Sanders,
Mike Vrabel,
all confident.
Ivan Fears. Who else? Rodney Harrison.
Lawrence Maroney had a Kool-Aid hat on.
Yep, and a shirt to go
and
with
a
it.
A shirt, Kool-Aid shirt.
Over at the Giants compound, Sam Madison had a Cincinnati Reds hat on that apparently he was not supposed to have on, and the Stacey James of the Giants came flying over a table to make sure he took it off.
Oh, jeez.
Really? Why?
I don't know why.
I think because you're supposed to have a Giants hat on.
Maybe that's a Coughlin rule.
I don't know, but
it could be a Reebok.
Maybe it's an NFL
too.
Rule. Yeah.
I heard someone say
Reebok.
It might not have been a Reebok.
I heard someone say, "Hey, Madison has the Cincinnati Reds hat on." And this guy went barreling through people.
That's funny.
Oh man!
Like, you know, how in high school, when you had a different high school shirt on or something, your coach would, like, you know, get all mad. You never did that? You never had anything like that? Well, that's because Dartmouth was so.
Yeah. Wearing somebody else's
high
school?
If you went to Dartmouth, why would you have
anybody else? Were you buying shirts of other teams' high schools?
I know. There's a lot of high schools in Everett, so not just Everett High.
Can you go around buying shirts from
I noticed
I Pope John shirt.
Randy Moss decided
Bishop
to represent the homeless
it,
today.
The rival.
I don't know what he was wearing. He was wearing every piece of clothing that he brought down with him today.
Was he?
Oh, you didn't see him?
What was this?
Randy Moss?
I was in the other,
oh, yeah.
the other place.
The hood,
he had the hood and the thing, and he had his shirt like just around his neck, not even on. And
what was the thing?
He had his game shirt on, but it wasn't really on. It was just around his neck.
Because they make him put it on.
I know.
A lot of the players have it on awkwardly.
Well, Junior Seau didn't have one on.
Okay, so they don't make
18-year
veterans.
Tom Brady didn't put one on.
Well, he did a press conference. I don't know if you have to. But all the guys at the tables wear jerseys.
Vrabel didn't have one on.
Holy Christ.
He didn't.
He didn't.
I'm just saying.
90% of
the only guy today that had it on fully was Wes Welker.
No,
no surprise.
That's 100% incorrect because every guy I talked to had his jersey on.
No, I'm talking about that on the side press conference, on the podiums. On the podiums.
Okay. But every guy...
No, all the guys at the tables had him on.
Yeah. Boy, it's getting testy. We're arguing about jerseys.
I'll tell you.
He doesn't go in there, and then he tells me what was on.
I did go in there this morning.
This week needs to end because I'll tell you.
We're going at it. We're going to be a cage man.
Well, no, I think,
trigger fingers
I think yesterday's show was pretty lifeless. I want to apologize to the listeners.
Why?
I
thought it was okay.
Before you apologize for yesterday, I would worry about today and tomorrow.
I thought I did a hell of a job.
I didn't think you had it.
Two stories I just wanted to tell you from the Giants end, Fred, is Brandon Jacobs is he's one of those confident guys. And
how could you not be when you walk around the world 6'4", 260,
he
run fast?
You know, my story today is about him and Bradshaw. So he was talking about when he watches film and guys in the second half are going at his legs, he says,
I know that
they don't want it. He said, they don't want to hit me anymore. So Ronnie I said, Harrison. What were the Patriots doing at you? He said, diving at my legs.
Ooh.
So and with the look on his face, he said,
he didn't
it
know
like,
who you were.
Well, right, but he said, you know, like they didn't want it. And then the funniest story I think for me this whole week, I just started laughing. I found it really you'll probably find it funny, Andy. Lawrence Tynes has the initials LT.
Right.
Okay. So apparently if you have those initials, they just call you LT, no matter who you are. So his nickname was LT. So he got to the Giants, and he walked up to Harry Carson, and he said, "Hi, I'm LT." And Harry Carson looked him in the face and said, "No, you're not." So he said, "I stopped going by LT." But I found that interesting, that apparently you just need those initials.
What does he go by now, then?
Lawrence Tynes.
Any more on the black suits? Any more info on the black suits?
No, there wasn't a lot of talk about that today. Yeah. A lot of the talk was about Plaxico Burress, like he's, just about like him being out of practice all year. Yeah.
Oh.
So you had to fight through those questions, and there was still the prediction stuff, and those guys they're tired of talking about
that. How's Coughlin sounding?
I'm pretty impressed with him. What do you mean, how's he sounding?
Like, you know, I remember the year that we played Carolina. Everyone came away kind of impressed by John Fox.
Yeah,
he kind of handled himself pretty well.
Yeah, I think Coughlin's handling himself well. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? We had all of us had the opposite impression of Mike Martz.
Right.
One, we were like, you know, this guy doesn't seem like he's focused on the right things.
Yeah.
And then it came to a head on the Friday, which we'll have tomorrow, at the media center when the trophy is out there and they have those photo ops. And remember how much we made Bill didn't even wouldn't touch the photo of the trophy, and the photos were like over in a blink. And Mike Martz came out, and it was like you had the porn music in the background, and
yeah.
he didn't know what was going to happen next. He was making so much love to this guy, and
Bill would not touch it.
He didn't, and the way the game unfolded, it kind of struck as one guy that was completely focused and another guy that wasn't.
When you got a guy on the sideline saying, you know, the dynasty is born tonight, you know that he's not the only guy thinking that way.
Oh,
you know?
That was talked about.
Yeah.
So are you concerned that it seems like some Patriots already have the 19th win in the record
books? Who would that be?
A lot of them by their tone.
They're pretty confident.
I can go read you the Ellis Hobbs quote if you want.
And I don't think there's anything wrong. I think they should be
confident.
He's
talking about it in past tense, that we did something and there's going to be other teams that come along, sure, but we'll always be the first to do it. I mean,
no, they haven't done it yet.
Exactly, but I'm just saying.
But is that what he's asking, Fred?
But they're confident. That's all.
Instead of just answering the question like you always do, why don't you think about it for a second? He's asking you if this is similar to what the Rams were doing.
Well, if it's just Ellis Hobbs saying it, I'm not concerned.
It's not just Ellis
Hobbs. A lot of guys.
Yeah,
they have really embraced.
Seymour said something
about the history. They're talking about
Vrabel
going 19-0. They even, I mean, Brady has addressed it, saying this is the biggest game of their lives. They're going to remember this week forever.
Well, that's true,
but. Everybody down the line, and some of the guys down the line, have sort of talked about that it almost sounds like it's a foregone conclusion, and it isn't.
No, it isn't.
I don't think there's any. I think they're confident, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think they should be. They've won 18 games in a row to get here. They're in the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 7 years. Many of these players have been a part of multiple trips. Why shouldn't they be confident?
Right, but I don't want Fred saying
next week
if they lose that they were cocky and assess it now at the time. Are they too cocky? Are they talking about 19-0 too much?
No, well, and the other thing, too,
if they win, no. If they lose, yes.
Exactly. Well, if they lose, I think you have to tip your hat to the Giants.
Well, no, I know.
Yeah, I would absolutely have.
You're going
to
read all these columns about the Patriots got caught up in history and didn't worry about beating the Giants and blah, 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 blah.
I think it's interesting.
Write that now if you think it.
You could make the argument. I was talking to one of the media guys today saying you could say that last Giants game, the impetus that kind of propelled them here and got their confidence up, and they went on their playoff run, and that's why they're in the Super Bowl. But at the same time, you might be able to make an argument saying it might be the worst thing because the game was so competitive and tight that now they have the Patriots' full attention.
Right.
And there's no, if they had beaten them 38-3 like they did so many other teams this year, maybe there might be, well, we already handled these guys. We know we can do it.
Mm.
And, whereas I don't think there's going to be any of that with the Patriots this year. And it was interesting, some of Andy's quotes from the defense talking. Some of the things that they want to do differently this time defensively than they did last time, going against Eli Manning and trying to confuse him and change
the coverages.
Yeah,
apparently they're either throwing out a smoke signal or very willing to say we're going to throw a lot of different things at him coverage-wise,
right.
Confuse him, pressure him.
Right.
The Packers tried to just do one thing. They didn't mix up their coverages, and we're not going to do that.
I think that's going to be interesting, too, because talking to the Giants, I think the reason they're confident is they feel they can score on the Patriots.
Right.
When you talk to them, a lot of it is that we can move the ball, we can run, we can do a lot of things offensively. So I think that is going to be the key, is how well does the Patriots defense play? Because I don't think we're going to see the same kind of effort that we saw in New York. Now, maybe it won't work what they're going to try,
right.
But I think they will try new things, putting pressure on Manning early instead of waiting till later on in the game.
When you go down a checklist and you look at these two teams, other than the fact that, the Giants hung with them in Week 16, what can you look at that say, the Giants have an advantage in that column?
Just throw, if Eli Manning is on, I think he has some receivers that can play, and if it gets in a track meet, maybe they can stay with him for a while. Other than that, because I'll tell you right now, I saw all three games. They're not as good as the Cowboys. Okay, they're not as good as the Cowboys. They may have a better coach. They may have a better infrastructure than the Cowboys. But talent-wise, Dallas is better than them. So that, let's not pretend like all of a sudden that the Giants are the best team in football, because they're not.
Why'd they beat the Packers?
Why did they beat the Packers?
Yeah, why did the Giants? I think the Packers were much better too. But I mean, why did they beat?
There is such a thing as an upset, though.
And I think Favre.
But they
Favre
that's play well. Okay, so that's two upsets.
They hand,
right,
held
right,
them to 1-10 on third down.
So they are hot. They're a hot team.
But now,
so
Burris played out of his mind. And I think before the playoffs started, I know I said, and I think everybody agreed with me when I said it, that in the AFC, we thought it was going to be the Colts and Patriots for sure. Didn't quite turn out that way. But in the NFC, we were saying anything could happen. You could get a fifth seed. Mm-hmm. You could get a sixth seed. Because all those teams are kind of jumbled together. So I don't necessarily think beating the Cowboys and the Packers is as remarkable as if the Colts, or I'm saying if the Chargers had beaten the Colts than the Patriots. To me, that would be a bigger feat.
Yeah, and I think Tom is right. Everybody was saying that anything could happen. I didn't think the Giants were going to do what they did. But if you had asked me... what's more likely, the 5 seed coming in out of the AFC or the NFC? I mean, I wouldn't have even had to think too long about it. No way it was coming out of the AFC, because what Tom just said, you're not going to beat, you know, the Colts and the Patriots in a playoff season. That would have been a remarkable feat.
We have for the last few years said, you know, there's this huge gap between the NFC and the AFC. With the emergence of the Packers and the Cowboys and now the Giants this year, has the gap closed, or are we still going to see it in this Super Bowl?
No, I don't think it's closed that much. Yeah. I really don't. I think the Cowboys, if they had a better upper management, they have some talent. But it starts at the top. You know that, Fred. It starts with the owner, the GM, and that's where they're weak. And I think they're going to continue to have problems even if they win some games. And when you
but
look,
they do have Dave Campo back.
Yeah, I know. That's thank God for that. And the Packers were a surprise. I mean, none of us were picking the.
So it's a big shock to me. I never thought that would have happened.
What San Diego did in the playoffs to me, and I know that they didn't score a touchdown against the Patriots here, but I think we all agreed they were pretty banged up. But they showed something to me that they are the talented team that we all thought it was pretty talented going in. That tells me that the best three teams in football are in the AFC.
And Jacksonville played well.
And Jacksonville also, you know, proved something. I'm not saying that they're better than the best team in the NFC too, but they're a little bit better than I thought they were too.
If they played Dallas on a neutral field, not everybody would think Dallas is going to win. That'd be like a 50-50 split pretty much.
You know, and I was actually talking at lunch to one of the members of the Kraft family, Dan Kraft, and he had actually mentioned, the Giants are, you know, were good and we're expecting a lot from them, but he was talking about Dallas. You know, Dallas, he felt, was the best team that the Patriots played in the NFC this year. And, you know, I think Tom's point about let's not deceive ourselves into thinking that suddenly three playoff wins has made the Giants the best team in the NFC, because they're not.
Well, and, you know, the biggest correlation, I don't know if it's going to turn out exactly that way, but when you had the Patriots in 85, when they went on the road and won three games – you know, and then they played the Bears, which were the best team in football, no doubt about it. Just like a lot of people think, no doubt about it, the Patriots are the best, and got walloped.
I think that could happen again.
You know,
that's pretty much what Andy's predicting.
And I think the key here is, to me, is Manning. I could see him really struggling in this game.
He's had three great games in a row,
but
too.
They've been good games.
Right. He's managed the game very well for three weeks.
The key
is
the zero interceptions for
him.
That's the key. But now if you're asking, like, is he going to throw for 350? That's not really his game. He's a game manager. I just think that's going to be the difference in the game. I think they get to him. If Andy, what he says is right, and they can confuse him early on with the defense,
they will.
They'll win by 30, 40 points.
Well, then to me, the key is for the Patriots, you got to stop that run to force third and long. Because once you do that, then you can do those things to Manning that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. If you can't stop Jacobs, and you're getting
third and
one,
that's when he's going to have zero interceptions.
And that's why he's had so much success, Fred. When I was going in the numbers, 130 yards of Bradshaw's 169 in the playoffs have come in the second half. They've been pounding defenses with Jacobs early on and getting those third and twos, and then they're converting. Then in the second half, they bring in the speedster, and when the defense is all softened up, they've been having a lot of success. But when you're behind, you can't take that approach.
Right.
So then Manning has to beat you with his arm.
Yep.
Fred, I got some. We're talking about the running game on the other side. Got some. You know, we've talked a lot on the show about Lawrence Maroney and how, you know, we weren't too thrilled with his performance as for being a first-round pick and all that.
Right.
I got some interesting feedback from Ivan Fierce today on the way they've deployed Maroney this year. And, you know, some of the speculation we've had on the show is that, well, you know, he had the offseason shoulder surgery. Maybe they were holding him back a little bit because they want to have him fresh for the playoffs. And, you know, sometimes you say things like that, and it's just, you know, fan speculation.
Right, you don't know. Yeah.
He came out and told me that they kind of wanted to hold him back a little bit during the season and make sure that that shoulder was 100%. And that the later they could go in the season without giving him too many carries, the better off he'd be at the end of the season. Mm. And then, as we've seen, he's had his best games
true.
Since December. So I thought it was just kind of interesting that he sort of confirmed what we had kind of been thinking about throughout the season, that maybe they were holding him back just a little bit.
Paul's not buying it.
No. I know really not, from experience,
to be honest with you.
I don't really either.
In Carolina, they gave him the ball 12 plays in a row or something like that in a preseason game, and I think if they were worried about his shoulder being 100%, they wouldn't have been.
Well, they had to see what, you know, if he could do it at all. They figure if he can't do that, then we got to think otherwise.
I think what the Patriots try to do is they try to let the defense dictate what they're going to do offensively. And I think that the way it's worked out, they've gotten to the point where they think the time to use Maroney as a weapon on their, I still think that everything starts and ends with Tom Brady in the passing game. And I'm not taking anything away from Maroney. I think he's been fantastic down the stretch here. But if they don't throw the ball with some success, I don't think that he is running the ball anywhere near as well.
No,
you could say that about any running back, you know, barring a select few. But I just think that if they really were worried about his shoulder being 100%, I think he got 15 carries in that Carolina game, if I remember. And it was something like 8, 9,
game?
10 in a row.
Yeah, he started the game off with 11.
Yeah, and remember, it was just one play after another.
When Bill crowned him undefeated.
And then he came out,
though,
after that.
If you really think that the guy is not 100%, you're going to do that?
Mm. No. They no felt chance. He was 100%, but they figured if we don't need him,
right,
let's not use him in the game plan.
Yep.
Let's try to save him for as much as we can.
Keep him as fresh as possible.
That's why they were splitting a lot of the carries with Morris until he got hurt.
Now, that I agree.
Yeah.
And then when Morris
splitting
went down,
the carries, I think, was in an effort to keep Maroney a little bit fresher.
But
that
then,
I agree.
When Morris went down in the Cowboys game, you notice for like the next month and a half or so,
he was hurt.
Yeah, and Maroney wasn't getting carries.
Well, some of that time, Maroney was hurt.
Right.
Well,
and
then some of it was healthy and on the sideline.
Yeah, the perplexing one to me is the Eagles, because every team in the NFC East ran all over the Eagles, to be honest with you.
And that was the game that he did not play one snap in the first half.
And I totally agree with Paul that they're a game plan team. And in my opinion, in that game, running the football a little bit would have helped you, because the Eagles were playing all pass defense, and they didn't even want to use them. So when you're trying to pinpoint Maroney, to me, that's the perplexing game. Like, why wasn't he involved at all?
I actually think that game may have told them, say, you know what? This is what teams are going to try to do to us now. They've seen what we can do offensively, and they've seen how many weapons we have. We're going to need to find a way to add something to our package that we have. Maroney is going to be able to combat teams that do this to us. Because I think Tom is absolutely right. I think that would have been a game that maybe if Maroney got 15, 18 carries, we might have seen another 100-yard game.
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com. Dan, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers, mild in and hot sack attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots gridiron grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots gridiron grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autograph mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
We are live from Scottsdale, Arizona at the Westin Kierland Resort and Spa. Paul, have you had a massage yet?
I haven't. My wife really wanted to get one.
How long that would take?
I don't think that's good.
But the sleep-in doesn't offer them?
The sleep-in doesn't have those.
Oh, you don't have those?
Fred, you look terrible.
Put a quarter in the
do
bed.
Do I?
Yeah.
Why?
You look bad. You look bad.
Why?
You need some sleep.
Do I? My
have you been sleeping?
My eyes
have you been sleeping?
No, he was out with the crafts all night.
Yeah.
Any chance that I can do that? Am I going to be able to do that?
I don't know. Maybe.
I still have my room key.
I don't know. They probably work something out there.
Fred, are you going
to
get
I heard the Playboy party is right next to your hotel.
Yes, it is.
Strippers. Yes. Can you get us into that? Oh, by the way, let me tell you what happened last night.
Go ahead, Tom.
We dropped the ball. These two pansies
wouldn't
call my man Clay. So
yeah,
I had to call him, and I set everything up. Everything was all set. And
you said we'll be over in a little while.
Well, listen.
Tom did his job.
I heard Clay's answering machine. And let me tell you something. I'm not giving Clay my phone number because that's one mean dude. Sometimes you can tell when a dude's mean just by listening to his voice. Yeah. That guy can whoop some butt. So
the manager of a gentleman's establishment.
Yeah.
By definition, probably a mean dude.
I mean,
listen, be able to handle
I guess. I'm just telling you like it is. When I heard the name Clay, I pictured this big black dude. Then I heard his voice, and I pictured a bigger black dude. So I wanted no part of that. But then these guys, we're getting a lot of conflicting reports around here about what's good, what isn't. You know, we kind of needed a night to, are you going to get hammered tonight, Fred?
But more importantly,
no?
Strippers, can you get us in the Playboy party?
You pulled that one off, my friend. Now, I don't blame you.
Jenna.
I don't blame him if he wants to just cut ties with us all together, because obviously we
dropped the ball.
He keeps setting you up, and you don't
we're
take advantage
the ball.
Of
he's
it.
Coming through with all
kinds of strippers.
Strippers,
I wasn't
going to
go
you,
anyway. But.
I will not drop the ball. If you get me on a list to get in that party, I will go.
I don't think he's got that much mojo.
I don't think he does either.
How come you're not getting drunk tonight, Fred?
Couldn't he call Jenna?
He's ignoring
sure, she
me.
Has to pull together.
Jenna. I mean, she's not half.
What's wrong? I can't handle that. I'm too old for that.
Oh.
I gotta work in the morning.
I'm getting hammered again.
Good. Again?
Yeah, I got hammered the other night.
The other night.
Tuesday night.
I missed that. I didn't know he was drunk.
Oh, I was hammered.
All right, let's really get knew to where
I
was,
but I think I went in the wrong room.
What were you drinking, Jack Daniels?
I had a couple of shots and a few beers.
Okay, all right.
I had a margarita last night, Fred.
Did you really?
A Tommy Bahamas something margarita.
Yeah, good. They have a Tommy Bahamas clothing store here with a bar in it.
On top, yeah. It's nice.
It was nice. Nice atmosphere.
Upscale, though. We looked at the appetizers and it was all...
the food foofy.
Frickin' Scott from PR got $17 crab cakes. There were two of them.
Wow. Yeah. That's not good. Although downstairs in the hotel, they have a delicious open-faced Kobe beef cheeseburger.
Really?
It's really, really good.
What is an open-faced cheeseburger?
It just has one half of a...
No bun on it?
Just bread on the bottom.
I don't like that.
How do you eat it?
How do you
Chris Ferreira is telling you all the benefits of the open-faced turkey with the gravy. You've never had that before?
Well, that's different.
Well, it's the same thing, except it's a Kobe beef burger.
Well, no, but the gravy makes it slop. It's something you eat with a...
I'm telling
you, a burger.
Try it out. It's got, like, a sauce on it. It's really,
why would
really
I pay
good.
$30
for something like a burger?
When they're giving me something for free.
It's only $14.
The food we've been getting
is good. Like a
and that's the other reason.
Yeah,
the
delicious food
in there is, we're getting
steak,
good food here.
Phenomenal. Tremendous.
Great, great hotel.
It's almost as good as our Papagino's runs.
Anyone thinking of going on a vacation, a golf vacation or something, I highly recommend the Western Carolina.
Or just Papagino's at all. If you have a high-maintenance wife who has money. This is one of those areas with all the massages,
shopping
across
everywhere.
The street. Yeah, now, Paul, you said your wife has champagne tastes.
Yes.
Over at the Sleep Inn, she's going to have to bring those down like Mr. Pibb tastes. That's not quite the champagne taste.
Nope. That's why she's probably going to be a little disappointed that when she sees this place. And she
That'll teach her coming
nice
to the
is.
Super Bowl.
That's right.
It's got pocket doors in the bathroom, and you can't lock it or latch it or do anything
what
with it.
What kind of doors?
Isn't that what it's called, a pocket door?
What's that?
Slides in and out of the wall.
You already have...
Oh, I don't have that.
I didn't have that.
It's called a sliding door.
I'm pretty sure it's called a pocket door. It fits into the pocket.
You have all these things that people are supposed to know, like Hollywood it? No, what was it? When you're mowing the lawn and you don't do it right?
Holidays.
Yeah. Holidays. You got Eric going to
painting,
market.
Too. If you leave a holiday.
Right.
Why are you still on that kick?
Does anyone out there go to market?
Like when
When you go to the store, Fred, don't you say I'm going to the store. Like a normal human being.
If I'm going to the supermarket, I'm going to the market.
Eric goes to market.
what are you, like in the mid-ages or something?
Market to market. Buy a fat pig.
And the best part was we're arguing, and the one person who agreed with him was a female.
Yes.
And she said, you don't take a female's opinion? And I said, it's not you that we're making fun of. Trust me, it's Eric who we're making fun of.
I'm going to market.
I said I was going to the market, as in the supermarket.
Okay.
He was also raving over Rice Krispie treats.
They were delicious, and she agreed with me, too.
The Rice Krispie treat was
just trying to be nice.
She
feels bad for you
nice.
Because she sees us ganging up on you.
No, she's been nice to me before.
Who's this?
You relax.
Christy.
Oh, okay. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Who are you talking to?
Scott from PR just chimed in.
Yeah,
about his $17 crab cakes.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear. He doesn't want that. Yeah, that was the part he wanted to tease it. Tease it on that.
All right, let's get to some email, shall we? Because people want to be heard and read here.
He's shaking his head at us now.
Why is he mad?
He's learned.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tell him not to spend $17 on crab cakes.
John in L.A.
Talk about it.
John in L.A. Writing in. He says, I hope you're having a blast in Glendale. Your show and the blog kick ass and help those of us experience Super Bowl week vicariously through you. Quick question. Why is it that this year's defense seems so much better positioned than last year's to shut down offenses? I think I read this wrong. This is exactly how we read it. John, you're a writer.
You, Fred?
So I think he's saying, why does it seem like they have more talent and they're not as good?
Right.
Despite pretty impressive, albeit misleading, overall rankings, just doesn't seem as smothering as last year's edition.
They're basically saying, you bring in Adalys Thomas, Junior Seau's healthy, James Sanders is better, blah, 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 why aren't they better?
Right.
Right?
Right.
I don't have an answer.
I don't either.
Because I'll be honest. We talked about Thomas. We thought he was going to have a huge impact on the defense. We thought he was going to be the Randy Moss of the defense, opening things up for other people. Then he goes outside. We thought he'd be a playmaker.
Right. And he's been okay.
He's been okay.
We haven't seen the dynamic plays, I think, that all of us were expecting.
He says, sure, Vrabel and Bruschi are a year older and slower, and Colvin's gone.
Vrabel had an all-pro year.
Vrabel's been outstanding.
And Bruschi of late's been good.
It just strikes me as odd that the defense for this 18-0 team, while not as bad as some are making it, it out to be, certainly appears to be inferior to the one we fielded a year ago.
Well, it's like we've been saying, this would be the worst 19-0 team of all time.
I'll tell you something.
This, I'm going to say that on one of the special we do.
This defense is not worse than that one that finished the season last year.
I got three words for you. Tully, Banta, right. Kane.
Right. That defense was holding on last year, and it completely, and the dam broke in the second half of the AFC Championship game.
You know what I think,
Paul? They were holding on that whole San Diego game.
I think this team, the fans here, are so used to seeing the defense win the games for them. And this year, the defense, maybe you could argue the Charger game last week, that the defense really helped them to win that game.
I agree.
Well, do you
think that's the only game all year that you could say the defense outplayed the offense.
We talked about it early, you know, when the Patriots were having trouble with red zone defense early in the season. They really didn't need to have red zone defense, but they were, when teams got there, they scored. And I think it might apply. When you have an offense this good, there isn't that sense of urgency every time your defense goes out in the field. But we've seen when they have had the sense of urgency, they come up with the big play. So maybe it's just a different mindset.
Maybe.
You know? I don't know.
I just think when you score 50 points
a game. I don't
like
this, Paul. You keep looking over my shoulder and doing things.
Because people keep coming in and I keep getting worried. Well,
people that work.
That are working.
Brian Lowe of Patriots.
Every time the curtain opens,
now,
I think it's someone that's going to come in and say, "Oh, we got to put an end to that show."
Well, then that's fine. Then we'll put an end to it. But until then, we're like, you know,
he's getting all pissy. Why are you getting serious on me?
I'm only kidding.
I'm not mad.
No, but Fred, I think you're right. I think when you score. Teams that score 50 points a game, I think they look and say, "Yeah, we gave up 24, big deal." But if you score in 24, he can't give up 24.
Right,
right.
So maybe I think there is
That's
something.
A brilliant point,
mindset.
Tom.
Hey, I'm not the best colored man in the business for nothing.
Now Eric's pointing. What are you pointing?
They're
at?
Asking if they can close the door. I'm saying, yeah, shut the door.
Of course they can close the door.
So I don't end up on your radio.
Boy, this
just did, Gareth.
You just did. We heard it.
Focus, people. Focus. Well,
that kid from PR is a real pansy, huh? Is he crying in there because he bought $17 crab cakes?
Phil from Nova Scotia says, if the NFL championship were a seven-game series, how many would the Giants win? How many of the games?
What?
If it was a seven-game series,
the
Giants
would win one.
One.
Probably. It would be a 4-1.
I'll go one.
But that's why they only have to win one, so I guess that's kind of the argument.
Which one would they win?
But
if
it was a series, they'd have no chance. Yeah, I don't think anybody would give them a chance.
I don't think there's any prayer that anybody could beat the Patriots this year in a series.
Sort of like Herb Brooks with the 1980 Olympic team.
Yep.
If we played them 100 times, they might win 99, but tonight...
But
we're the best
tonight.
Team in the world.
It was 10-9.
Yeah, 10-9.
I went to the Urban Dictionary for the first time, and Andy, you are one sick dude. Funny, but sick. Still laughing at the picture of you and Paul behind those great mounds. The look on Paul's face is a creepy gym teacher. Priceless. Hey, Pickler, want to go for a ride in my 81 Firebird? I have Loverboy in the 8-track.
I have Loverboy on my iPod.
There's one of our emailers, Fred, I don't know if you'll get to it, photoshopped that photo, and it's very funny. I don't know if you have it in the inbox there. He made one of them so it looks like my head is the size of a blimp.
Right.
Yeah, and then he has one where my arm's around her.
So what
it's amazing
do with,
what
they
did
he do with
Photoshop.
He had to reduce it.
Oh,
Matt from Wasika. Sends us a link to that LaDainian Tomlinson on the bench Toys R Us thing everyone's looking at. He also says, I got to say, Fred, you were completely right on Monday about there being no way the Pats lose this game. With all the talking the Giants are doing and seeing
right
the reaction, Brady had to Plaxico's 17 points and Tom Brady's ankle not even being on the injury report, there's no way they lose this game.
I find something comical here.
The injury
report? Now, Plaxico Burress, someone said, well, just name a score. And he goes, I don't know, 23-17, just threw something out there. It's a big deal. Now, didn't I hear Tom Brady say it'd be more like 45-42?
Yep.
So he's saying his defense sucks.
Yep.
Isn't that what he's saying? That if we lose, they'd have to outscore us.
And I was at Brady's, and I saw how he said it and laughed. I don't think there was any difference to the way that Burris said it. It was not really meant to be taken the way it's played.
No, it's not like a guarantee.
What? This is fun. We got to blow this stuff up.
But the Giants, and rightfully so, are getting sick and tired of stupid reporters saying, do you think you can win? And they're just saying, what are you asking me that for? Why would we be here if we didn't think we could win?
Right.
That's a bad question in my opinion.
Dumbass question.
Yeah.
Paul in L.A. wants to know if anyone wants to give a prediction when the nod shows up. Paul's nod.
First quarter.
Hey, Andy, myself, and Eric won't see it unless he's nodding from the roof.
He'll stick his head out the press box window and we'll see it.
Okay. See what happens.
First
depends
quarter.
On who wins the coin toss. You know,
first quarter,
change.
I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
How long the anthem
Brady
takes.
Comes out with both shoes on.
I will say, however long it takes them to get a two-score lead.
Fred, who do we have for the anthem? Do you know? Do we know?
Jordan Sparks.
Is it Jordan Sparks? Sparks. She's singing the anthem?
Yep. Okay. By the dawn.
Craig Bunsey.
No, not Craig Bunsey.
Whenever,
anyway,
whenever however long it takes them to get a two-score lead, that's when I'll give the nod.
First quarter.
10-0, game over.
I'll give the nod right now.
All right, Rachel.
As long as Brady makes it to the stadium, I'll give the nod right now.
Rachel from Manila, Philippines.
Hey, oh, Rachel in the Philippines.
Dan, put up a pin. Do we have the Philippines already?
Yeah, the Thrill in Manila. We have Dave in the Philippines.
Okay. First of all, it's not her first time emailing in.
Plus,
plus we have Dave who calls in from the Philippines.
All right.
Plus, we have Dan all back in the office whose last name is Two Genders.
Rachel He's says, I haven't right gotten the chance to listen to your podcast yesterday, so I still don't know if you've been to the strip club yet.
Nope.
But if yes, did you bring Eric with you?
Nope.
And if you haven't gone yet, are you planning on bringing Eric?
Nope.
Nope.
I have a funny story, though, about hot women.
I'll finish this quickly. I think all of you should take Eric under your wings, take him to the strip clubs, make him meet women, give him pointers. Just think of him as your charity work, your one good deed on earth in this lifetime.
I don't give a damn about Eric.
He doesn't like women. That's the problem.
That's not what you said the other day when you wanted me to set up that thing with my cousin this weekend.
I'm out of gas.
Screw your cousin.
Be lucky if you'll
see
me again the rest of this week.
So what's your funny
story?
Dan, get that.
Ready. I didn't say it was a funny story. I'm just saying it's a good story.
From experience, though, always works.
It's, we went down to Old Town Scottsdale to get some flavor for what the Southwest town is like. We did not go to market.
Is there an E on both the old and the town?
No, there isn't.
Isn't that how they usually do it?
You would think there would have been, but there wasn't.
In England.
I was going to say, that's
no, but usually
English
that's what
now,
they do to make it look old-towny.
So the fans know Eric was going to get the flavor of what's going on. So instead of going to the NFL experience where everybody was, he went to Old Town Scottsdale. And
that thing doesn't open until 3 o'clock, first of all.
This time
NFL
tomorrow,
experience.
There'll be a line from here to the NFL experience.
It opens at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, tell your story.
So we're walking down this, it's like an old Wild West town, Old Town Scottsdale. And there's a bunch of traffic lights in every corner. There's a lot of traffic there. Keith Nordstrom, our photographer, and I were walking around trying to get some shots. And all of a sudden we hear, are you guys lost? We turn around, and there's this smoking hot blonde in a car and a brunette just equally smoking in the passenger seat. And they're both smiling.
Lying your
out the window
ass
saying,
off.
No, I'm not lying my ass off.
I was
then.
Arguing with a voice crack.
No, that's not a real person.
I know it. I know. But they motion us over to the
car. What kind of
car
was it?
I wasn't looking at the car, Andy. Trust me.
But was it like...
I
were they professionals?
I that's what I'm wondering, because they come over and they're smiling like, are you guys lost?
Do
they
really
help?
Exist?
And we're like, no.
A
like,
hot girl talked to him. He goes, she must be a professional.
How can we tell a story with these guys?
Keep going. Don't let them get you down, Eric.
Put your head down and just...
I want to know what happened.
So they see Keith with the camera. Keith's got like three cameras. Break. I've got my notebook out. I'm writing stuff. They're like, who are you guys with? We're like, well, we work for the Patriots. We're doing a story on the town. They're like, oh, really? We're with the Angels. Didn't say what Angels, but they said, we're with the Angels.
The Anaheim Angels?
I don't know. But they said, we're heading over to the golf tournament because they have that big PGA tournament that's going on.
Right.
Angels?
And
Victoria's Secret Angels?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm. Let's blog that.
And just as... she was about to say, hey, do you guys want to come with us? Whatever. The light turned green.
Or whatever.
Like, all right, guys, we'll have fun. I should have said, yes, I'm lost. I need direction.
God,
I need
yes.
a ride.
I need
yes,
a ride.
That's exactly
I need...
what you should have said.
I wasn't thinking.
Actually, I was heading over to the tournament just now.
Yeah.
Can I come with you?
Oh, man. Unbelievable, Fred.
Well,
these
speaking
two women
of women, there was apparently a Lindsay Lohan sighting today in the lobby of the hotel.
You're the one who saw her, so
no.
Why are you saying apparently?
Here's what happened. There was this girl walking around, and she had like short shorts on and like a short coat.
Short shorts.
And she had high boots and blonde hair, and she was somebody.
Was she
but
drunk?
She was by herself, you know, and everyone was looking at her. Then when I got back to the office, oh, somebody just saw Lindsay Lohan. I said, oh, that's who that was. Now, I think it was her, but I'm not sure.
And then the entire office completely dispersed.
Oh,
and
they ran out.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom, Tom. I'm coming back, and I just get to the curtain, and every person in this office is going out the curtain. I go, what's going on? And they go, just come this way. And we never saw her.
We never saw her. And then shortly after that, there was another rumor that Jessica Simpson was here.
Wow.
Well, and then Andy ran
her
out.
Either. If she's here, that means Tony Romo's
well,
probably here.
No, he dumped her.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Said hit the, yeah.
She no, insisted they, she
I thought she sued
didn't,
the magazine saying that that was false.
Yeah,
she sued him for $1 million
that they didn't do it. That,
oh, really?
That
yeah.
Yeah.
What a I think they're still together.
She's suing him for $1 million?
I don't like him.
I hate him.
I don't like him.
So they're still together?
I'm rooting for
possibly. Yeah. And they may be here.
And the Giants.
They may be in my room that I had to vacate well, to go to the sleep
Tony,
in.
Is Tony Romo going to T.O.'s party?
I don't
probably.
Know. Probably.
It's his quarterback, man.
Where's
party
is
he going?
Man. Where's party T.O.'s is party?
I don't know. He always has
I think
one.
It's near
Eric,
Hampton.
I'm sure you've been there. That's what you did all day, right? Found places
no,
where
he went to
be
the
parties?
Places where he believed parties might take
no,
place
we,
sometime
right.
this week.
We right. found there were certain...
Wait, can you just imagine him giving direction and Nordstrom taking pictures? That must have been a hell of a day.
We did.
We
got
we
a lot of
this,
good stuff.
When will we see this slideshow you're putting together or whatever it is?
It'll be this afternoon's story, this afternoon's update on the web.
Did you take and pictures of the girls?
I hope he did. I have to ask him. I don't know.
That's a no.
Probably not.
It's hard to take a picture of something that really doesn't exist.
Oh, for God's sake.
We're from the greater Niagara Falls area.
Boy, it's a good thing you guys were sitting at the dinner table last night, or else this whole thing with the girl that I was talking to last night would have been a fake, too, right? Is that right?
What girl that you were talking to last
PR.
Night?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a good thing she was at the table, though, because you'd have been like, oh, yeah, you're making her up, too.
No.
We
that's
saw
like
her.
Talking to Maura.
Right.
Right.
Michelle, Jana. We talk to all of them
there's
every
a lot
day.
Of women that we work with. I mean,
Beth.
We'll ask Keith exist. About it and be like, no, oh, there's a couple girls in the
Fred, do I really have to take pictures?
I don't know. It's a street lighting.
Street light.
I was wondering though if they were professionals. That's what I
sounds
they,
to me like they were.
They said we're with the Angels. I don't know what that meant.
No.
I don't know.
And it so, didn't occur to you to ask?
Yeah. I wanted to call the follow-up question.
Mr. Smooth over here. Right.
The light turned green. They
he started out
right
strong
away.
With, I work right. for the Patriots. That's a good one. That gets you in, gets you a little
right.
extra
and she like, they're like, oh, really? We work with the Angels. And then as soon as she was starting to get into it, the light turns. And she
but
she
I, my favorite
off.
Part of the story is just when they were about to ask us in the car right. or whatever. I'm going with whatever.
Charlie in Ithaca says, I finally went to the MySpace page that was set up for you guys. I think you should most certainly stick to radio.
Hey.
The show is great, and along with the rest of the excellent website and undefeated football team and all, definitely cements the Patriots as the greatest team in the NFL. That being said, the pictures of you guys are about as aesthetically pleasing as watching Keith Byers run. Not pretty, in case
he
that
did
wasn't
run
clear. I will continue.
Short, choppy strides.
Well, he didn't bend his knees. They only went out in front of him like he was high stepping the whole time.
I will continue to enjoy your coverage of Super Bowl week, probably avoiding any pictures, though, and look forward to yet
why?
Another Patriots Super Bowl victory.
Well, if there's pictures, it couldn't be us with a babe.
Sorry, right. Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I know.
What's this guy's name?
Keith, I'm sure.
I know.
He's
why
a,
is he?
He's a real looker.
So worried about how we look. I mean,
obviously, yeah. He's on Eric's team. He's
I
really
another
locally,
question.
Worried
are people
about
reading
how we
updates?
Look.
Everybody goes, I love the
no.
blog, love the radio
plenty
show.
Taken,
that's
Paul.
My whole point where those things
read
are
read the
useless.
Updates. Read the notes. Well, there's more notes in there you can shake a stick at.
Let's see. Who's this? Mike in Erie, Pennsylvania says, I'm an avid listener and Pats fans for years. In keeping with the code, I'm going to include you in my daily hit list for creative emails. Your show keeps me entertained, so the least I can do is repay the favor. I hope you don't get in trouble with Fred. Feel free to pass them on. So, oh,
they go to Fred.
Oh, he's got a link here, which is some
for what?
I don't know. It's a PowerPoint thing. I don't know.
They're dirty.
They're dirty.
Oh,
according to Dan, the
two-gendered
man. Dan, the double.
If you want to make
man.
It up to us, buy us lunch next week.
Dirty yeah. links. Mike from Columbus, Ohio. Everyone was talking about the Plaxico Burress prediction, but I really enjoy the unintentionally prophetic predictions. For example, I remember the strange feeling I got while watching the first three games to Glory DVD and hearing Ricky Prohl of the Rams predicting tonight a dynasty is born, baby. I get the same feeling this time with the Giants' Reggie Torbor. I plan on getting the 19-0 book, linebacker Reggie Torbor said. I'm going to buy the sequel, too, the one where they go 18-1. I don't know if he really will get the books, but I'm looking forward to this year's 19-0 finish and next year's finish
right.
when they're 18-1.
That is what he said. It's not what he meant, but it's what he said.
I know. But he said he's going to get both books.
No, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
We kind of. The idea yeah, was.
The idea yeah. was that.
People got the idea.
I know what he meant, but he didn't say
he
it
didn't
right.
He didn't say it right.
Right. I heard that What's the name of the Giants owner, Tish? Is it
Howard? Howard Tish?
Is it Robert?
Robert Tish?
John?
Howard Tish?
Well, there's John Tish.
So basically what you're telling me is no one has any idea.
I know he's got a library at Tufts University.
Steven. Go by Giants owner.
Whichever one, evidently he made a prediction now. He made a guarantee as well. It was in Shaughnessy's column today.
What was it?
That the Giants would lose.
So he's a smart businessman. I thought he might take the Patriots.
I like Justin Tuck's prediction. Either the Giants or the Patriots will win the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. Print it.
Right. And Asante Samuel said, it'll be a good game. I'm not sure he's going to be right, though.
Misha from Montreal.
Caldwell?
Misha.
Is that a girl?
He says, obviously the Patriots fans couldn't have asked for a better outcome to the Moss acquisition with him buying into the system and becoming a great teammate to everyone. I'm just curious as to what you guys think Moss's real reaction will be if he has a third straight quiet playoff game. I've seen some interviews where he says all the right things and somewhere he lets his ego show a bit. If the Patriots win the Super Bowl, but Moss only plays the decoy role again, sure he'll be happy and tell the world he's happy, but do you think he will be frustrated he didn't get to make the big plays on the big stage? I don't mean frustrated as in a little disappointed. I mean as in possibly causing a bit of friction going into next season and especially next season's playoffs.
I think he'll be frustrated.
I know he will. He admitted it.
I think guys like him, they want to be on the big stage. They want to make the play.
Well, he said it. We don't have to assume it. And then when he got to the podium in here yesterday, he sort of backtracked a little. But at Media Day, he was asked, is one catch good enough in the Super Bowl? And he said, no, it's the Super Bowl. It's a big stage. I want to come out and show my stuff, basically.
Now, do you think that under the emailer's scenario, do you think that affects him for coming back?
Next training camp? No, if he's still here.
I don't think he'll blow up the whole
team. Does it affect him coming back?
No.
I just think he would be disappointed.
Does he say, I don't want to be a part of
Sunday night after the game when he sort of, we won, but I didn't do anything.
But you don't think that prevents him from re-signing?
No.
I agree.
I think as the offseason goes on, there'd be more of a memory of catching 23 touchdown passes.
It's going to be tough next year with Chad Johnson and Randy Moss.
Yeah. Chad Johnson still wants out.
Yeah, but he'll go anywhere. He's been.
No, he wants to go to New England.
He's been throwing hints to all the teams.
Yeah, he did but say Bill
Miami. Loves him. Bill loves him.
I guess that does prove anywhere. Yeah. I don't have a quarterback, and he wants to go to Miami.
Let's see. Clark from Indiana. Many times in this show, it has been discussed who is more important, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady. It seems that Brady always wins the argument. I think it's the perfect combination of the two, but let me add a twist to this debate. Let's say we have 2 weeks to prepare, and the coaching staffs are switched. Bill and staff go to the Giants, and Coughlin and staff come to New England. What do you think the outcome would be? Keep in mind, Bill slowed down the greatest show on earth and shut down Peyton's 49 touchdown team. If you have time, you might interject this. Switch Tom Brady and Eli Manning. What might the outcome be?
If you switch coaching staffs, I think the Patriots win. I agree.
I do too.
Because I think what you're saying there with Warner and Peyton Manning, at that time with Peyton, they always looked for the big play. They wanted to get the ball down the field. And where Brady, he'll throw the ball 3 yards all game long. He doesn't care. And that's the kind of defense Belichick would play against him.
Well, you know what, though? I think in other years, like, for example, if Belichick switched with Mike Martz, the Rams would have won that game.
Right.
But
no,
I think
no
this year,
if
they switched coaching staffs, I think the Patriots would still win.
Because they're the more talented team.
I think they have an overwhelming talent.
I think you have to be a real stupid coach not to use the Patriots the right way.
Right. And I think, first of all, we have had this argument a lot on the
show.
And
I don't remember Brady winning.
We've never had a consensus.
Right.
But that's what I remember.
Never.
Is that no one can really make up their mind. We all kind of think they're both great, and it's hard to say who's, you know, the chicken or the egg.
I have to say, if I was starting a team today and I could only take one of them, I'd take Belichick.
I would, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You got to start there because he's going to get the guys he thinks he can win with.
I don't know. I think you're probably right, but I don't think we've ever come to any kind of consensus on this. It's, you know, because you can make the argument that we always do that without Brady, Belichick has not been a good coach. And it's not like it's a small sample. It's almost 7 years.
But would Brady have been who he has become without
Belichick? It's a great question. It's a great question. No, probably not.
That's why neither of them would be the same without the other.
I think that's, they need each other, to coexist.
It's the same with
symbiotic relationship.
Montana would have been good, but wouldn't have been thought of the same way without Walsh.
Of course not.
Walsh wouldn't have been thought of the
same
way without
Montana.
Can you
imagine if, like, Joe Montana went to the Raiders in those days when they want to drop back seven-step drops and throw the ball 40 yards downfield every play?
Right.
He'd have been out of the league in 2 years.
So how come it's not pompous when you use words like symbiotic?
Because I use them to mock you.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
protestations.
Am I right on that?
Your protestations are bothering me.
Mike in Florida, I'm getting tired of hearing ESPN, NFL Network, etc., etc., that Moss hasn't been a factor in the playoffs. I beg to differ. During this downtime in between games, I've been replaying the Patriots playoff games to pass my time. Watching Moss in particular, he actually had a huge impact on both games, getting double and triple team. Sometimes has opened up the game for the other wideouts. Nothing new, of course, as this has been going on all season. But you can make a highlight reel on Moss and his blocking throughout both playoff games. He may have only 40 or 50 yards to his credit, but you need to add about 100 yards to his credit because of the openings he has created for others. I do believe him when he says he doesn't care about the numbers as long as he gets a ring. I'm sure the Patriots are reminding him of how valuable he has been to their success.
Doesn't matter. He wants to put up big. Anybody who's believing that Randy Moss doesn't expect to put up big numbers in this game and will be happy if he doesn't get that kind of receiver.
And does anyone think he's not going to put up big numbers?
I was listening to him the other day.
Yeah, right.
And wasn't listening to him when he hung up on Green Bay because he wanted to make sure he didn't step on Donald Driver's number one toes.
You know, if the Patriot fans took off their glasses and actually listened to when Randy Moss speaks this year, sometimes you can hear that old Randy Moss come in a little bit. You know, he's doing a very good job of keeping it down, but every now and then, and I thought Media Day, Andy, as you pointed out, it was Randy Moss unfiltered again.
Because you get caught up in
that
environment.
It's been more and more lately, too.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, since about December.
A leopard doesn't change its stripes.
Dave in Alexandria, Virginia, I hope you are having a blast in Arizona. Thanks again for keeping us in the loop with the blog. I have two quick questions. If you are running the offense at the start of the game, before the Giants get too comfortable with the speed of the Pats, would you guys play aggressive and go for the jugular early with long bombs to Moss and potentially risk an early pick? Or keep the pace of the game safe with dumps and slants to Welker and our receiving crew to march down the field?
I think it could be just whatever like the start of the Cowboys game where that first play.
I just think whatever the defense gives you.
Right.
If that's open, I think they'll take it. I think they'd go deep five times in a row if they roll a safety up and there's no deep help.
Yeah.
If the safeties are deep, then I think you see slant, slant, slant.
I think it's going to be a big play to Moss because according to James Butler, they're not really that worried about Moss.
and that could happen. And Eric's thing, you know, clearly they went into that Dallas game with the intent of taking a shot
right
away. It wasn't just because of what the defense did or whatever, but they wanted to do that. I think that exactly what Andy just said is right, though. They're going to come out and let the defense dictate how they attack, and Tom might be right in that. If James Butler is talking like that, the defense may be giving them shots early in the game, and you might see them take
it. Definitely think you'll see shots down the field in this game because whenever the Patriots play teams that don't have great safeties, they throw long on him a few times a game, and the Giants don't have great safeties, so they're going to throw one up to Moss even if he's covered.
Or do you just start the game with two goes?
They always took
fly
shots.
Fly routes. Even when Stallworth, Moss, right down the sideline. Hit
Why
one
not?
Of them.
Why not?
I like it.
You end up with a
30, what do you guys think about Gaffney
37-yard pass interference.
What about him?
Well, I saw on ESPN that he hurt his shoulder pretty good in practice.
Yeah.
But as they said, he's kind of... I mean, he's not a huge deal, but he's been a kind of a money player
it's
for
good
Brady.
Good to have him out there.
He's a yeah.
He makes those big catches late in those games that are tight. I don't think this one will be tight late.
Someone else would make the catch.
That's what I... Oh, you know? Troy Brown.
I kind of like Gaffney.
Bad T. Roy Brown.
I'm just saying...
The baddest Troy
imagine
in the whole
that Troy Brown you know, catches if, a touchdown in the Super Bowl
if
and
Welker
wins the MVP.
Goes out and, you know, in a blaze of glory.
You know, as he reaches his
They do still have that one spot left, correct?
Well, that's Bam Childress.
He's on the roster.
You think?
Troy
yes.
Brown is on the roster.
No, I know, but they do have one more spot.
One of those Andy Hart lock-type projections
what
of
would
Bam
be a, What would be a bigger thrill for Patriot fans? If Troy Brown scores a touchdown or if somebody fumbles a punt or kickoff return and Ray Ventrone picks it up and scores a touchdown?
Well, for you or Patriots fans?
For you, nobody but Ray you Ventrone. Gives a rat's poo about
I beg to differ. I beg to differ. Paul?
Yeah,
weren't you somewhere and someone asked you about Ray Ventrone, or was it you?
Oh, that was me, oh, Rodman.
Andy,
it's across the street from the stadium.
And what did they say?
More than a mile from the stadium. No one cares about
what did
Ray
they
Ventrone.
Say?
They said, "How's he doing? He's a nice guy.
He's a
nice
guy. He comes in
there
here.
You go."
Okay.
It's kind of like Vince Papalia when that guy shook his hand and said, "I don't care what anybody says. You're doing a heck of a job out there."
I will give you, if you're looking for your little Ray Ventrone anecdotes, one of the members of the media came up to me today and said that we were right next to the table. And I'm having a brain cramp right now. What position does Ben Tromp play?
Oh. That kind of goes to my side of the argument.
Photographer. And then he walked away. No, it wasn't a photographer.
No, beat reporter.
I will not embarrass the guy who asked me that.
A lot of honeys walking around in there.
Oh, yeah?
Where?
No, in the meet in the tent this morning.
Oh.
It's been like that all week, Fred.
Yeah. I missed them.
I'll talk to you. Dave in Alexandria, Virginia.
Talk to us later.
I hope you're having a blast out in Arizona. Thanks again for keeping us in the loop with the blog. I have two quick questions. If you were running the offense at the start of the game. Also, do you know if the Pats have a preference to start with the ball first, or does Bill prefer to let the defense start, knowing that they'll have the ball at the start of the second half with a better? What?
In the NFL, you don't get that option.
No, but even if there's a preference, even say...
If
not,
they had a choice,
not that
they
you
would take
pick
the ball.
It, but if you...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know
sorry.
What I mean? If
yes,
you had a preference.
I apologize.
I still
I
think
what
it's
you
to
say.
Take the ball.
Yeah, no, they'll take the ball. That's
this
their
offense,
preference.
It's 7-0,
yeah,
especially with
exactly.
the two fly routes.
But I misunderstood that. I apologize. My bad.
One more score, and Paul gives the wink after that.
Two scores. Once it gets to two scores...
Why are you thinking about Paul winking?
I just... See, that's what he's thinking about all the time, is, you know, how can I attract a man?
Press and flash and winking.
I'm going to beat you with this...
I'll beat you like a dog, Balboa.
Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Hopefully, let's see, headline. Crush Giants fans crying and leaping off tall buildings. Hopefully that will be the headline this Monday. I'm not going to sit around and Bill Walsh you guys in the hopes that Fred will read my email. I had a thought this morning while I was shaving, and I wanted to see what you guys think. Back-to-back undefeated seasons. Now, before you all immediately yell out no and shake your head, and think about it for a minute. How many people believed from the beginning of the season that the Pats would go 19-0?
Gil Santos,
my dad.
It doesn't
More
look.
More people than you
yeah.
think.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like the core of this team will be disbanded by next year. And since we'll have Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and Randy Moss, hopefully, I don't see any reason why we can't repeat. Could you imagine 38-0? In my opinion, this core Patriots team is one of the best, if not the best, to ever play. And once Tom picks up number four this Sunday, the only other name that can be mentioned with him is Montana. I can't wait to go to Canton this June and check out the Patriots show. The last time I was there was the year after the Steelers had won, and I had to watch the evolution of Worthless Burger. Anyway, have fun and keep up the great, I Bill Walsh the show.
Well, first of all, there's a chance. Well, I don't know what you mean by core. Yeah, Belichick's going to be back. Brady's going to be back. But there's a chance that Stallworth and Moss are not. There's a chance that the whole back end
Samuel.
Of the defense looks totally different.
Samuel could be
so,
gone.
I don't know. If you mean Belichick and Brady are the core, then yeah, they'll be back.
I'm going on record right now. They're not going to lose a game for 5 years.
Yeah. Now
when it happens, I'm the first to say.
If you want to
say, Gil will say he said it last year.
Well, when he was thinking about it at a training camp, it wasn't even at a preseason game. It was at a training camp practice. But anyway, when you could obviously say that this team, if they are close to having the core back next year, got to be the overwhelming favorite to win it again.
Right.
But do you realize what the odds are of them not losing? Do you know how lucky they were not to lose a game this year?
Yeah, they had a false start penalty.
I mean, but they had four or five different games that hung in the balance in the last drive of the game, and they won
every single one
of them.
And they were healthy for the most part.
Right.
Yes.
So the odds of that happening
point.
Again, they could be a better team next year and lose twice.
All it takes is for Belichick not to call that timeout.
What
in the Ravens game?
All it takes is for Belichick
not to call
what you just said. He's saying now.
No.
But did he say Belichick?
Belichick.
Yeah. Let's not remember. Belichick. The Eagles had the ball at the 35-yard line.
Right.
It wasn't like
20. They were in the 20.
Yeah, going in. So even if they don't get any more yards, they have a chance to tie that game up. And I'm not taking anything away from the Patriots. They're the ones that made the play.
Exactly.
But you can't expect next year that every game that goes down to the wire again, they're going to make the play every single time. It's just the odds are against you.
Next year, they don't even give up a touchdown.
Well, this is one of those things, though. Enjoy this season.
Right.
Why are you looking ahead to go 18-0?
I've never seen fans do this.
I definitely think that they can win it. That you know, they're going to be poised to win it all again.
Right, but enjoy the perfect season.
Focus on
this
one.
Wait till April before you start saying how good can we be again.
Why do people do that?
That's a good one. But I didn't. Not when the Cowboys were great. I was so enjoying that season.
You have to.
I don't worry about
why do, but why do a lot of people always start looking ahead? Or who are they going to draft? And you know what? Who?
You know what
free agents are they going
to
keep?
Fred, I think it's. I hate to point the finger at us, but I think it's the media's fault for that. Because how many times in these post Super Bowl or World Series or NBA championship celebrations the host or the post game.
Are you
host,
coming
the
first back thing, next
yeah,
year?
Yeah, are coming back next
that's,
year?
But that's in the post. That's in the post championship celebration. This has been going on since September.
Yeah. But Paul, this has happened.
This is not a media creation. This is a Boston. What's going to happen? How are we going to blow this mentality?
But you can't even enjoy the fact that you won it.
Yeah, that's right. But what about
that's the Boston mentality? Right. Yeah, you won this one, but what are you going to do next year?
Right.
Who are we going to draft at number 7? That's a Boston.
Enjoy
thing.
It. Enjoy it for the whole.
And I don't really understand it. This is, you know, I was talking to one of the coaches today, and actually not a coach, but a member of the staff about.
Well, he was, you know, cleaned up the hotel room here.
No, one of the Patriots.
Oh, okay,
but. He was
jocks.
You know, and we were just talking about like how much and how, just how many things had to fall into place. I think people just kind of dismiss it, and they're looking, can they win 38 in a row? Well, listen, if they lose this game Sunday, this becomes the least impressive 18-1 and that you could ever put forth. It would be the only 18-1 team ever to not win a title. There's a lot of bad firsts that you would get with one stumble next week.
And
let's not worry about 2008. Let's get this last one first.
And another thing that they had going for them this year was the schedule was pretty favorable, especially towards the end there. They had those three home games. They had a tough stretch.
They played a lot of tough teams. They played nine playoffs. I mean,
but next year you got those four West Coast trips.
Right. So logistics that I think the opponents, you know, and we'll see what happens once the teams get on the field next year and see who's good and who's not, but the logistics of next year's schedule might be very
that
difficult.
Doesn't matter. I mean, just flying cross country
that might be
is
tough.
Going to be a challenge for those.
You know, and if any of those, he's just like bubbling. He's become like
now
one of those.
Retire.
You know, like the old gym teacher who's like 3 years to retirement. He's just like mumbling to himself at study hall.
I hope he's got 3 years left.
But
well, he's got 3 days left.
Can you imagine? What is it? Seattle, San Fran, Oakland, San Diego.
Yes. Yeah.
Now let's just say that three of those teams end up being very good next year. Now, who knows? Maybe all of them stink. Maybe all, you know.
Chance,
two
of them, though, have Seattle and San Diego have a very good chance to
probably
be,
gonna be pretty
playoff
good.
Teams.
Those games would become very, very difficult to go across the country and beat a very good team.
And could be night games. Half of them could be night games.
But that's also what can help an upset, too, if one of the teams isn't very good. But it's on the third leg in 5 weeks
that's
that you're going
right.
across
that was Baltimore's formula this year because
so,
I don't think Baltimore was very good.
Right, those type of things generate upsets. So it is. It's tough going across country four times.
Let's see. Gerard writes in, what's up, ass clowns? If the Pats win this Sunday,
nice.
Like we all
that
think
he says
they
loud
will.
And clear.
Right, he yells it.
Before, I'm not looking forward to that.
if the Pats win this Sunday like we all think they will, what do you think or want us to face in the... Again, here we are with the 08 season. I can't believe this. The next email. Who should we face Thursday night? No way.
All right, who are we going to face Thursday?
San Diego.
But his PS is good. It is great to see that Tom Brady is no longer on TMZ, but instead Hollywood's newest couple, Eric Scalavino and Brian Lowe. Are you guys on TMZ?
This is the first I'm hearing of it. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm sure he'll be on there in 2 seconds
he'll
to check.
Okay.
Linking to Scalavino.com.
That's amazing. The very next email is talking about
looking ahead to 08.
I don't care. Who cares? I really don't.
Just worry about Sunday.
Who are our home opponents?
Worry about Sunday.
Buffalo, New York, Miami.
It'll be Pittsburgh.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, strippers have sent us a picture of Clay. Dan?
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac-A-Tack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac-A-Tack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything!
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jason Dalrymple, who's down here helping us with Patriots.com. He usually does the Reds website.
But more importantly, my new roommate. Way better than Tom.
He says he just saw the woman that was thought to be Lindsay Lohan, and it's not her. But while she looked quite similar, I got a good Andy S. Kelly Pickler stalker look at her and can confirm that it was merely a lookalike.
Well, first of all, how do you know that was her that people...
I tend to think it was. She was all alone, this person. Lindsay Lohan would not come in here.
She was in a drunken stupor. She might stumble in.
Well, she wasn't drunk.
She might be, Dan. She might still be. That's a good point.
You two-gendered man.
How come you're not shooting back about those two gender shots that we keep taking at you?
Let's see.
What's your last name, really?
Two-gender.
It's not as fun that way.
So it's a soft G. You just decide to make it a hard G.
See, Gary said two-gender or something like that.
Yeah.
So it is, and he spelled it for us.
Yeah, why don't you spell it?
Two genders?
It's two gender, right?
Two gender.
Two gender.
T-U-G-E-N-D-E-R.
T-U-G-E-N-D-E-R, yeah.
Two gender. As in your...
Tugender.
What do they call him? Hermaphrodite?
There you go.
Dan is a hermaphrodite because he is a two gender.
Let's see. Who's emailing us here?
This is big vocab words today.
Mark from Hebron, Connecticut. He says, Captain Monotone is Eric. Last time, a long-time PFW subscriber, I've only been listening to the podcast for the last 18 months. I'm excited you'll be doubling up on the draft broadcast this year, as it significantly increased my interest and enjoyment last year. I think Eric is a great writer, but I have to share that every time I hear him speak on the show, I can't help but think Captain Monotone has entered the building. I got this week's PFW in the mail yesterday and before the actual game. I could not find any credits for the cover illustration, and seeing it, I can understand why no one would want to take credit.
That's right.
That's Don. Oh, poor Don.
DR.
Eric, I hope you didn't pay him for any extra.
No, that wasn't me. But
he's supposedly working on a PFW in progress ad.
That's an off-season project. We're going to surprise the fans with.
In all seriousness, here is my question. Issue, he says. I'm a Connecticut Patriot fan. I was a Patriot fan long before Kraft looked at bringing the team to Connecticut, and if the team ended up in Connecticut, it was only going to make my drive to the game shorter. Politicians will be politicians. Even though Connecticut did not live up to their promises on the availability of the land for the stadium and also overstated the lack of opposition to using the land for the stadium, the politicians vilified Robert Kraft. The only ones who lost out here were Connecticut fans, as we have not had a parade for any of the last three Super Bowls. I know the team said they wanted to bring the trophy out to all six New England states. Is there any way anyone on the team can try to extend an olive branch to officials in Connecticut and try to get the trophy down here so Connecticut fans can be part of the celebration? If you can arrange this, I will make a point of buying lunch in the summer when you may not have a waiting list of people willing to do so.
Make sure those Connecticut people don't root for the Giants this weekend.
Right.
That's a start.
That's true. That's a good point.
They're torn between two teams here.
Doesn't the trophy doesn't make a trip to every state? I thought it did. I mean, I don't think there's a rally in every state.
Rally.
I don't know.
I thought there was only one rally in Boston, but then they had
yeah, I know that. I know they brought events. It to Maine, and I know they brought Providence. It to New Hampshire, and you know,
Rhode Island,
definitely.
Vermont.
Maybe they haven't done it in Connecticut.
So maybe Connecticut was the only one that was left
right.
out.
Let's see. Scott in Washington says, I saw Brady's press conference this morning and most of the Seau and Vrabel press conferences. Those guys were testy. Was that because they're just sick of the constant media scrutiny and stupid questions?
Could be.
Or are
Probably.
They frustrated with a poor practice yesterday? Vrabel said that the practice was not spectacular. Let's put it that way. In an exchange with Felger, where Vrabel said Felger acts like he's Kraft's nephew.
Give me a break.
What does that mean? Acts like Kraft's nephew.
I don't know what that means.
But Bill in the pool report with Dan Pompey said, I've seen better when asked how
I've heard,
was.
I heard that the offense looked
was
a
bad.
Little sloppy.
It was bad according
sloppy.
To...
Sloppy?
Yeah. Was a mm-hmm. little sloppy.
A lot of the players said it was...
good one.
It was so bad that Bill actually made them leave the field and came back. Now, my question to that is, if the players are talking about that the next day, how is that not in the pool report? But that's
Yeah, those pool
me.
Reports are useless.
Why aren't we doing the pool reports?
It's ridiculous.
Because PFWA picks it up.
I mean, it is like, why bother going if you're going to file a paragraph?
Well, I don't think it needs to be all that long, but I think that something as relevant as the coach making the players leave the field and then coming back to finish practice should be in. That should be included.
So what do you think about that, Fred? Do you worry a little bit?
You know, I think that he's being awful tough on him. He knows that
it
can
exactly
be very their focus can easily be diverted unless he stays on top of them.
Now, here's a question: do you think maybe they were having not a horrible practice, but maybe not a perfect practice?
So
maybe he used that as a
absolutely.
Tool to say get
Parcells used to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that probably they had a practice that was very similar a month and a half ago, and no one even raised an eyebrow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's using it as an opportunity. There was an incomplete pass where maybe a guy ran the wrong route.
Right.
You guys don't have any focus.
You guys
get
are all awful.
Here.
Yeah.
And trying to make a big
I remember
keep that hammer down.
I remember Parcells doing it at Bryan College during training camp. He was all upset, and he just walked off, and everyone was like, oh, poor coach.
I remember when I was a sophomore, and we had a bad practice, and the coach made us leave. I was all excited. we could get out of here early today.
Yeah. Well, that reminds
me. And the seniors all got together. Like, all right, we're going to go out there and we're going to do everything the coaches say. We're
Paul
do
gets mad, throws his all helmet right. down.
That happened to me in high school basketball. It was a Saturday morning practice, and this kid, Brad Kimball, was really sick. He had been sick. So
he remembered Brad Kimball.
He
couldn't tell you who the backup corner is for the Patriots.
He takes the tip off, and starts dribbling the wrong way down the court. So I just start cracking up. Chris, you laughing? Get in the shower. Kicks me out of practice. 2 minutes later, the whole team's in the shower. So... it was just a bad practice.
That was a bad story.
Can I ask you a more important question, Fred?
Yeah.
How do you remember
come
Brad
at that
Kimble?
Store down there, there's a pullover for $125. I mean, what kind of moron's going to pay $125 for a pullover?
The people who...
They're entering the office now.
There's a whole lobby of them out there. Yeah.
Tom just continuing to make friends around
there. I just don't get it, though. I thought it was going to be like $50. Maybe I'll get myself a pullover. $125?
They have a hooded sweatshirt for $50, don't they?
That's nice of them.
No, the prices will come down.
When are we getting our swag?
The Super Bowl,
by the way.
Yeah,
what?
Bob's
when are we getting our swag?
I don't know.
Look at the little presumptuous,
swag. What are we
pompous.
What? What's
you
going
guys
on?
Told me all about it.
We said you might get something.
At some point,
that's not
what
are
we
said.
Getting?
The people just get
Stop.
Down here.
It's not,
they're not even here.
Well,
that's
when am I getting my ticket?
I don't know.
Fred? I think you can pick him up now.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
The lady was over here looking for you earlier.
Who?
Mary
Ruth
lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Just before the show started. I just remembered.
I actually waved her over, but you were starting your open, and she said, she waved off.
Oh, by the way, Fred, during the break, we got an email from strippers who correctly pointed out that it was the Arizona Angels who were those fine young ladies.
Is that what you're going with?
He found the thing.
Okay,
I'd never heard of the Arizona.
What are the
Angels?
What are the?
Arizona happen to be the girls.
I didn't get
the
to read all of the
He's
site.
He's just looking at it as validation that they actually exist.
You could have sent him a link to anything, and he would have said, "Yep, those are the two."
I'm paying strippers a compliment.
Come here.
He did a good job. No, I'm not
no,
coming near
here.
You.
Come
I'm
here.
Not going near you.
Come here.
No,
you're gay. We know you're gay.
It's okay. We
you're
don't care.
Anywhere near my cousin and her hot friends.
We're very accepting.
But I don't care. I'm the one that doesn't care.
We're very
That's what
accepting
I'm talking
people.
About.
He's the one that goes both ways, you know?
Yeah, you never know with me.
Who, Tom?
We might hook up later. Who knows? You give me a couple of shots, you might start looking cute. You weren't there the other night.
He is petite. You like him skinny.
Yeah, I like him small and skinny.
And you did say you were going to ride the bull at that place if you weren't drunk.
I'll ride some bull.
Good to see we cleaned it up for the hallway.
Kamani from Chicago writes
in. Kamani
loves Eric's work. He says, I visited Eric's website, and I'm amazed at the level of detail in his oil paintings.
Buy one.
Thank I'm you. Shocked.
Photocopy.
You got a spare 17 grand? Buy one.
I'm shocked someone in sports media can paint at that level. And the prices I consider a bargain. I will be calling him sometime for a quote on a 48 by 60 painting.
No way.
Wow.
This is a joke. There's definitely a joke.
Let's hope it's not a joke, because that would seriously help me with my vacation plans.
No,
how much is a 48 by 60?
Would you quit if that happened?
Would I quit?
No.
Would you quit? I'd have to sell like 25 of those.
Listeners, we need you to help us out. We need 25 paintings.
What's a 48?
You got to step it up.
For these days.
You're going to ask our regulars to step aside?
No, this is a serious. This guy's amazing. When you ask him a serious question,
I don't know when you guys are serious or not.
But what is it cost? He was going to get a 48 by 60. I'm wondering what's the price on a 48 by 60?
$7,500.
Oh, so that's a good score for you.
Yeah, that'd be a huge score. Yeah.
Wow, that's
nothing to retire on, but it's a good start.
That's why he needs 25 of those.
I could sell 25 or 30 of those a year. Be in good shape.
Have you thought about doing wallet size ones for $10?
Out on the street corner?
No, I have not, Fred.
That's beneath.
Because you might be able to move those.
Then you can make $5 the hard way.
You can build yourself up to.
You want to make $10 the hard way.
Although I guess I look stupid. I was asking who's going to pay $125 for a pullover. This bozo is paying $7,500 for a picture from Aaron.
Pretty sure it was a joke.
That would be very cruel if it were a joke.
It was a joke. No one's paying $75 for that.
Okay.
Well, I say it was a joke.
Is there a place to contact you on the website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Phone number and
contact
email.
Eric.
Okay, good.
Yes.
ericscalavino.com.
And like I said the other day, my first ever gallery exhibit starts Super Bowl Sunday.
Is it just Scalavino?
Yeah.
But there's a .com. Scalavino.com.
First ever exhibit that he won't be at.
Yeah.
What up, yo?
Hey, I'm at the 19-0 Super Bowl potentially. So,
which ones are you exhibiting at the opening?
Each artist in this group gets one.
No, so what are you showing?
I didn't get to choose it. They chose one of mine. I had
so
to
what was it?
It's a large portrait of a cat. Like very close up portrait of a cat.
I always do you.
Boring.
Which I knew I didn't want to say it, Fred, because
boring.
I knew I would get that reaction.
You do realize that Gary's going to be over here in a second
what?
Now.
Why?
Because you just used the word.
What word?
That you're not supposed to use.
It's a pussy
blank
cat.
Willow. That's the word you use.
Cat. Blank cat.
Willow. Let's see. Alejandro from Bogota. I've been snubbed the last couple of weeks, I suppose because I took shots at Fred Kirsch. So this time I won't talk about his retirement or him heading down to Florida wearing Bermuda shorts and black socks, combing the beach with a metal detector until it's time to flash his AARP card at Denny's Early Bird.
AARP card.
If we had a beach in Boston, you'd pretty much summon it up right there.
I wear black socks now with sandals, so I mean, I don't need to go down to Florida.
Did you say if we had a beach in Boston?
We don't.
You know what we do. Got a bunch
of point.
We do have beaches.
Revere Beach doesn't count, Paul.
But that's exactly how Fred looks at his summer barbecues all the time.
That's right. Word of the day, New York taco.
Oh.
We've had that one before, right?
Might have.
How to use it, Andy may want to avoid a New York taco. My question is about Bill Parcells. You said previously that he was a major distraction before Super Bowl 31. Also, Tom said that the first half of Super Bowl 21 was a piece of bad coaching. Could he elaborate on that? Was Parcells a successful but overrated coach who pleased the media with his conference antics?
Is that you're talking about the Patriots-Packers game?
Well, you
the Giants-Broncos. You had mentioned that your father said he coached a terrible first half. He was terrible in that game or something, the Giants. Remember the Broncos outplayed him in the first half?
Yeah, he always criticized Parcells for being too conservative because he always thought that he had a great defense and Belichick had that great defense. So on offense, he coached too conservative instead of just scoring 24 to 28 points a game. And so he thought in the first half, like everyone says, they dominated the game, but they didn't have a lot of points.
The Broncos dominated the game in the first half, I thought.
Yeah, the Broncos dominated the game, but he's saying that the Giants could have moved the ball, but they were being too conservative. And in the second half, they opened it up offensively, and they blew them out of the water.
Bill Parcells was a very good coach. Belichick is a better coach. But, I mean, Bill Parcells, you're talking modern era, you know,
yeah,
whatever,
but 25, you gotta remember,
25 years, 30 years. There's not a handful of coaches that I would say are any better than Parcells.
Going back to the 40s.
My father only thinks there's like been two good coaches in sports, like Red Auerbach and Bill Belichick. Those are the only two guys he thinks that are good
John
coaches.
Wooden, overrated?
Yeah, he got all the talent. That's, so you can't, especially there's been no good coaches in New York. So right. Unless Belichick goes to New York, there's not going to be any good coaches.
And for the record, we didn't say Parcells was a distraction. Jonathan Kraft.
Oh, yeah, that was
did.
Jonathan right. that said that.
That's true.
I
just for their enjoyment of the week. You
right.
know, and it did. Well, it ruined it.
That was a distraction.
It ruined
it. I mean, you know, that whole thing, that's all anybody in Boston was talking about was whether or not he was going to come back. And no one really knew the whole story. I'm sure on the inside for the Krafts, who did know the whole story, it was terribly distracting.
But I don't think they knew. They right. didn't know.
But they knew that he was leaving.
They knew that there was something up, but no one was talking about it. You know, it was. Ron says, first, I want to thank you for this webcast service. I've been a fan since the late 70s when they never were on TV. Only 10,000 fans or less would go. I have been a season ticket holder for the past 3 years after waiting 9 years to get my season tickets. My question is, why are there so few tickets for us season ticket holders that want to go and can't get any, and so many tickets for sale on the internet and through companies selling them for 5 times face value? And why aren't we stopping this? It's not fair.
Fred, why don't you handle that?
Well, it's just right now you get a lot of people that get the tickets from one way or the other, and the first thing they do is they try to make a profit out of it.
Right. Mike Tice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not just individuals. Players, some of them, coaches.
Corporations,
you know, they make money back. By
you should indicate that the Patriots had nothing to do with that. The teams that are participating only get 17.5% of the tickets.
Right, and so yeah. this year that's about 12,000 tickets.
And that counts everybody. That counts yeah. the players, you know, allotment and organization, yeah. and that doesn't leave a whole lot for the fans.
The bottom line
is, it's unfortunate, but it's the corporate way now.
Right.
I mean
let's
big major events.
The Patriots brought down, I'm trying to figure out, they brought down 4 airplanes full of people, you know, just in their kind of entourage. So you think every one of those people have a ticket, right? And then all the people that came down, you know, so they go up fast. Every player gets, I think, at least
yeah.
4 and a right to buy 2 more, something like that. You know, so that it goes quick. It's just, it's tough.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that guy who said money doesn't buy you happiness should be shot. Because money does buy you happiness. Who's the happy-go-lucky guy in this show? Fred Kirsch.
Right.
Why? Richest.
I am not rich.
You're richer than the rest of us.
Andy's the one with 20 acres over there.
And he's the second happiest guy on the show, so there you go.
If I sell a couple of these paintings of that guy in Canada, I could be the third.
Yeah. There you go.
I am pretty happy.
You are.
My happiness is derived from other things.
Money.
No.
Yes. Your happiness comes from money. You're a gadget guy. You like to shop.
Let me ask you a question, Andy.
Keeps your wife happy.
Where's your car parked, your rental car, the one that you got for yourself?
I don't have one.
Paul, you got?
I don't have one. Matter of fact, my car in Foxborough has a taillight hanging off the back.
Now, Fred, where's your rental car parked? Because I know you have one.
I have my wife down here. She needs a car.
Okay, yeah. When's she coming today?
She's here.
You've had the car since Saturday.
Just so you know. And that was a mistake.
Just
I
so you know, my wife
that.
Is coming today. I don't have a car waiting for her.
I shouldn't have done that. I wasted a lot of money.
And how much is Nikki going to blow at that mall across the street?
See, you can't blow it if you don't have it. You have it.
I don't even want to think about it.
Fred, spend $1,000 at Bass Pro. Imagine what she's going to do over there.
As I said, he could buy and sell the rest of the panel.
Fred, can I interest you in a 48x60 of Nikki?
No.
How about yourself?
Although I would.
In the news.
A family port. I can't afford that, though, Eric. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Friends and family plan? You got a discount for your boss?
All you have to do is go and put it on display at Bass Pro Shops. And then he'll come and buy it for $7,500.
$72.5 for you, Fred.
Walk to the park for him.
I'll give you a layaway plan on it, Fred. You can play in installments if you want.
How about you give me one for free or I fire you?
I'll consider it.
All right.
How about you work
it
off?
Consider it.
You can work it off. You can give him a painting in 20 years of your work. I'll work it off.
It hung on the wall.
Alden is in Aonne, Provence, France. I think I'm saying it right. I don't know.
No chance.
Aonne, Provence.
Let me see.
A-I-O.
Here we go.
Mr. Pomposity.
There
it is, right there in a nutshell.
I can't believe he doesn't see it.
Jim Donaldson Jr. stepping to the mic.
And he just doesn't see it.
Aonne, Provence.
And not only the fact he said, let me see it, but he knew how to say
right.
it.
Aonne, Provence.
Eric Scalavino in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
The most pompous
man in the world.
Alex has a possible game plan for the Sunday. He says, I was thinking we might see a heavy dose of Maroney and Faulk in the first half of the game. It seems like this would help slow down the Giants' pass rush and perhaps trick the Giants' secondary into making some mistakes later on in the game when the Pats could really get the play action going. Then again, I'm also thinking going up big early would help to force Manning into making some changing mistakes. What do you guys think?
He just starts
Alex writes.
My answer to that would be yes.
Right.
One of those things.
Alden writes in. He goes, "I have a possible game plan.
Every scenario.
You know. So I don't know. I think
throw and score early, run late.
He says, "Really appreciate the show. Not a lot of people talk football up here. I also agree with Fred that as a fan, a blowout is much more enjoyable to watch. No mercy, go Pats."
Yeah, I would be highly shocked if they started running the football, like, to begin the game. You've gotten here with Brady
to Moss,
the passing game. It worked the last time you played the Giants. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it work this time? So I think that's what you're going
to
see.
I'm saying we're going to have a start to the Patriots-Cowboys game. It's going to be a long pass to Moss just to test that defense. And you know what? They might score on the first play of the game. I'm going to go on that limit.
By the way,
if that happens, the nod will come on the first play of the game.
Much
as it did in Cleveland in 2004 opening kick.
I think you spread them out, you put Stallworth and Moss out on the field wide, and you go to Stallworth.
Didn't I just say that earlier?
You did.
Did you?
Two goes.
Sure.
Two goes, yeah. But you're saying throw it to Stallworth.
Throw it to Stallworth, not Moss.
Even if he's covered.
No, of course, obviously not. But
that'll help Moss's mood,
right?
You guys both do a go route. We're going to hit Stallworth.
Well, chances are, if you're the Giants, who do you give the help to?
I don't know. The last time they tried,
right.
Didn't work.
Let's see.
Where is Gary today?
Gary Gradecki?
Yeah, because I don't see any guests being brought through that curtain to come join.
Got 30 minutes left.
I know he was going to try to
do something, anything.
Yeah, he was going to maybe some cheerleaders. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'd like a cheerleader.
You'd like one?
Yes.
Okay.
You've already had one.
Oh. She's an ex-cheerleader.
Oh, nice, Tom. Wow. Very good.
Time out. Why are you teaming up on me?
Good. Soprano writes in, "Hey, guys, how would you rate Adalys Thomas's first year as a Patriot? I have to say I'm a little disappointed. It seems to me AD blew his something on the interception against the Chargers in week two. And after that, I haven't seen any speed at all. I haven't seen any sacks. What do you guys think?"
Boy, these fans are so cynical. This team would have to go undefeated to change that.
Well, let's be honest. The man on the end of this table, Mr. Superfan himself, included Adalys Thomas in his list of disappointments.
I thought we would see, like we were talking about, this guy that could play any position.
I bet
you
changed
really
that
was a disruptive force. And we see that he's a competent guy. He's out there making plays. And
I would.
He's competent, but he's not that disruptive force that we thought.
Right, right.
It's like Andy said, though, you know, earlier in the show, we just thought so much before he got here, the Randy Moss of the defense. Maybe it was just too much. Maybe it was too much to live up to. He's probably been solid.
Is $35 million too much?
I don't know.
It's a lot of money for a 30-something linebacker.
That same,
right?
That same member of the staff that I talked to today said they're very happy with him. But
I don't buy it.
That's less than what Fred makes, though.
That is true.
As somebody said on this team, they backed up a dump truck and unloaded a pile of money
Belichick
in his driveway.
It was a Briggs truck.
You got the idea. It was a Briggs truck, and it was Belichick who said it.
Okay.
We all heard it because it was during practice.
Right. Oh, okay. Dave from Storrs says, "I completely agree with what Fred said yesterday. If the Patriots play a close game, then people will remember it for the game being a competitive and good game. What I want is a slaughter, an unquestioned testament to the Patriots' dominance. If they blow the Giants out, it will be a testament to their greatness, which no one can criticize or question. Having said that, I believe that the game will be fairly close, 34-24.
I think if they win, I don't think people are going to say,
nope.
Well, it was a close game. If they go 19-0, they go 19-0.
Yeah, but if they win 45-3.
No, there's a difference. Yeah,
now we're talking about them like they talked about the Bears.
But the story is 19-0.
Right, but if they win by 3 points, it's not going to be like years from now they're going to say, boy, remember the Patriots had that close game. They'll remember that they won the game. Right. But I agree with you, Fred. If they win the 52-10, then
The 52-10 helps in the comparison to other dominant teams.
Yes.
That's what you'll get. That's not necessarily what we were talking about yesterday, though, because I totally agree with you. If you want to cement that legacy, then you can't win by enough points. The more points you win by, the stronger your legacy is. I agree with these guys. 19-0 is 19-0. But that's what that Chicago Bears team had. You look at their playoffs, they shut out the first team, they shut out the second team, and they won the Super Bowl 46-10. That's dominant.
And basically what you're looking at is a barroom argument when the person who doesn't think the Patriots are the best team ever, they're going to say they won all four of the Super Bowls by 3 points.
Right.
And so it gives other people ammunition against you.
Right. Josh in Arlington, Virginia, you guys were all saying they would be lucky to go 12-5 this year. Who said that?
First of all, I never predicted they were going to have a 17-game schedule.
Yeah,
so
before the season started, because the schedule was so tough, the schedule did not help them.
Our predictions are printed in the newspaper, so you can go check that out if you like.
My prediction was 12-4. I think that's what I did.
I think I had 14-2.
13-3.
Uh-oh. A little disappointment for Eric coming up here.
It was a joke.
No.
I'm a little disappointed for you.
Kamani again, he says he heard the price on the size. What can I get for $600?
Oh, my God.
And whoever called me a bozo.
The picture that he traces.
Whoever called me a bozo, go tell them to F themselves.
That was me.
That would be Tom.
Tom probably goes, that was me.
No, that's when I thought you were paying $7,500 for a painting.
Right. Now you're rational.
I think the emailer would agree that he's a bozo if he's paying $7,500. You want to pay $600 for a painting? I find that reasonable.
So what can he get for $600?
I've seen Eric's work.
Some of the ladies around here.
Like
you
a
might
postage
be able to
stamp?
Get the...
One of the...
Whoa.
Wow. Where did that come from?
What ladies are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe the ones that were in that car.
So it's nothing on your website, $600?
No.
Postage stamp?
This guy is never sold anything.
You could get
several
he's
turning prints. Down 600.
He's a man
of
principle.
You could get like six prints, maybe.
But you got to do an original to have a print.
Right, but if he finds an original that he likes, he could get several prints.
What's a print? A copy?
A copy, yeah.
Like a photocopy?
I don't understand.
If I paint an original, right?
And for somebody else.
Right, like you know how...
And he can get a print of your other people's...
Right, you know
work?
How like...
Why would he want that?
He can get a print of Tom naked.
Well worth $600.
Paul has a headache. He's rubbing his head. What's
wrong? Have a little bit of a
do you have a
I
headache?
Can't believe this guy won't take $600 and do something.
I'm astounded by that.
Because he won't lower himself.
Andy and I are doing the sports exchange for $15 a day.
And I make fun of them all the time, but they keep doing
it. The lowest you could get something for would be about $2,000.
What's that?
It'd be a 16 by 20.
Hey, Mini Gary, can you tape this and send it to me, please? Because the next time he goes, why do you guys think I'm pompous? I just want to hit play.
Well, all I have to do is go back to that French thing. Let me see.
All right.
And he knew exactly what it
college.
Was.
Well, sorry, Kamani. No.
Yeah, you got to come up with $2,000.
No painting for you.
How many of these have you sold?
None. Zero.
I just told you my first exhibit starts Sunday.
So you've never sold a painting, and yet you won't go down any lower than $2,000.
That is low for what I'm doing, Paul. You guys don't know the art business.
Listen, I...
Neither do you. You haven't sold anything.
No, you idiot.
Listen, I could sit here...
I'm back on the edge.
I could sit here and say I want to write a book, okay? And the going rate for someone to write a book would be like... I don't know, $500,000. But I've never written a book.
Paul.
So I'm going to say, hey, I'll do it for $5,000.
Paul, those
That's
numbers...
what I would do. That's what. And then when I write a couple of books, then maybe I'd say, hey, listen, I have experience now.
Paul.
This is what I charge. I want what everybody else gets.
Are you done ranting and ready to listen?
I'm astounded by this.
The
you
numbers
won't go lower than $2,000.
The numbers I'm giving you are three times less than what they should be for what I do. Based on the research I've done,
I'm just
trying to get you to sell some work and then maybe get people
the hell out of
actually
here.
Have your
I've
work.
Already cut down the price. That's what I'm trying to
but
tell
if,
you.
But Eric, but you have to cut it lower and make people buy it.
I agree with Paul's
You're
assessment.
You're in more trouble than the housing slump. Yeah. I mean, this is bad.
But I agree with Paul.
Get
like,
your stuff
before,
out there.
Before
see
Fred was, before
it
Fred was dumb
I
enough
to... I had my
to...
first show on Sunday, Paul.
But Eric, hear me out. Before Fred was dumb enough to give me a full-time job and salary, I was working for peanuts, doing a ton of work, and I was doing way more work than what I was getting paid for, but I was trying to get into the industry and hoping somebody would someday someone like Fred would say, I like what you're doing. Here's some money. That's not what you do in the art business, and I'm being serious.
Yes, and that's what I am doing. You just don't realize that the numbers in the art world are astronomical. These numbers that I'm giving you are way lower than they should be for what I do.
So if you were an
If I had experience and years of art exhibits like
for
I
the
hope
same
to have
thing, what would you sell?
Like Thomas Kincaid?
Yeah, stuff like that. And I'd be getting three.
You don't
or four.
Want to be like Thomas
instead of,
Kincaid.
No, but instead of $7,000, what would you sell? What would you sell
three
it for?
Or four times that much, Paul? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What I'm trying to tell
cut
you
the
is
numbers down.
Whatever it takes you sell it for, to get your work in people's hands. So people, you know, say, hey, wow, this guy's pretty good.
And part of the business of selling is you have to get exhibited in galleries.
Well, the
and
best thing to do is die. Because if you die, then your stuff really goes up in price.
I've been rooting for that for months.
Fred Perry's your biggest fan.
You guys don't do the rest of the show like one of those rappers when they don't like us.
You're going out with us tonight, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yes, he's going to the party tonight. The last night was the debate, Tom.
Vinny Ferraro says, I'm not able to listen to your show live all the time, so I missed to send you a lunch offer before you left to Arizona. Anyway, can Gary fit me in your calendar for next week or a week after that?
Yep, you certainly can.
Please email me your new meal preferences.
Turkey
anyway,
stuff.
Thanks for PFW because it is tough to live around New York City. And not sure if you said anything about the injury report, but what do you think about Brady not being listed at all? I thought he was listed with the shoulder.
Right, shoulder.
No, they're talking about his
not at all.
Oh,
with the
yes,
ankle.
The ankle wasn't listed at all. Right. Also, I read in the Daily News that Randy Moss cannot sign an extension with the Patriots until free agency. But I thought that Brady's quote was interesting on Randy Moss' situation. I go anywhere Randy goes.
I didn't see that quote
from
Brady. But that's interesting that. It might be just a technicality at this point, but I was talking to people.
Oh, who
was
that?
God.
I didn't even hear.
These guys are passing gas on the air now.
Apparently it was Tom because he hasn't said anything.
There have been
me. I went like this.
Oh. Freddie, there have been some conflicting reports about the whether or not they could sign him. Now, at this point, it doesn't really matter. It's a matter of like 2 weeks anyway because when the season's over, you know, 2 weeks later, free agency starts, you know, when you win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So it's kind of irrelevant, but some people in the Patriots seem to think that they could have signed him to an extension
already
during the season. Yeah. They were legally, they could have signed him. Now, the Daily News had that report that Andy talked about yesterday.
Well, it was Pasquarelli that I read.
Or whoever.
Citing league and team sources.
Randy Moss will be a Patriot next year.
Well,
true.
We all believe that to be true.
I know.
It's a declaration that I'm making.
Me too. I guarantee you.
He really
he's going to enjoy playing
though.
For Josh McDaniels, February 7th.
By the way, also, don't rule out Asante Samuel returning.
Oh.
Based on that same conversation.
Well, the Patriots get their cake and eat it, too.
I'd rule that one out.
Oh.
And that top 10 pick.
The top 10 pick? The rich get richer. Kamani again, Eric.
What's
he
that?
Says a little false advertising on your website.
What is he talking about?
He says, on the website, he said prices start at $125.
No, for the prints.
For a small reproduction.
For the prints. Prices start at $125.
But you got to start with an original. You can't have a print unless you have an original.
No, not necessarily because like.
Like he's not going to buy the thing of the cat, right?
Well, somebody might.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Some people who like cats who have money to burn could say, yeah, I like that cat one. I want
to
buy that one.
But wouldn't they want one of their own
cat? I'd rather burn it.
You're right, Fred. I would love to do it that way. But there are some people who just,
$6,000.
You know. Like there's this.
You either get that cat for $125 or your cat for $6,000. So if you like cats and you're poor, you get the one for $125, right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, okay. Yes, you're right.
Have you sold a print yet?
I've sold originals, but not original paintings. I've sold original drawings for several hundred dollars.
To your mom?
No.
So would you sell Kamani an original drawing
grandma?
For several hundred dollars?
I don't do drawings anymore. I just Jesus. Do paintings.
He has more rules than the freaking CBA.
Than me. He has
Holy
more rules than
crap.
Me. I'll consider it.
You don't
I'll tell him I'll consider
no more. Maybe
but
you didn't
he's not
hear.
Pompous.
I'll consider it.
Hasn't sold a damn thing, but he tells people what he sells.
You guys just don't
I don't
understand.
Do drawings anymore.
Right.
No, you don't understand.
You've been away a long time.
I
Maybe
admit,
don't
I don't understand. I have no clue. This guy's turning away $1,000.
Tick, 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 tick.
He didn't give me $1,000. He offered me $600.
But you said 2,000 was the lowest you'd go.
I couldn't get it to him fast enough. 600 told.
No, but if
I do,
but
it.
You could have done the used car thing and gone back with, you know what? I can do it for 1,200.
That's what I'm saying. You set 2,000 as your limit.
Well, we're in negotiations now.
We'll see what happens.
He
you know,
stop negotiating. Right.
But you give come on. He's gone down. He keeps going down. He's down to $125.
Realized it's crap.
You sell something to Kamani for $600. Bucks. He's got it up on his wall. Somebody see where'd you get that?
Right.
Word spread. Yeah, now the next time that calls, it's $1,000.
Right.
It's not $600 anymore.
Kamani, if you can get it up to $1,000, we can talk.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right.
How about that?
See, this
Eric,
is what you
I'm
need to be doing.
You. How about
yeah,
that?
I'm proud of you.
How many hours of work does this take?
It'd be at least 36 to 40 hours to do a painting, an original painting.
So like a month for the Patriots.
About a what?
What?
That's about what you put in a month for the Patriots.
Come on.
You stroll in.
With your cool shades on.
I do so much work at night when I go home. You guys don't even know.
Yeah, you do.
For us? I do. Yes, for you.
When you sleep in your
How do you think I'm getting all this stuff done?
What I don't stuff? See that much stuff.
All the stuff that I do.
You get it to done at 4:30.
Going to all the press conferences, doing all that stuff.
You need your job?
And Donnie's busy doing the illustration for the cover, so nothing gets done.
Right. That's like me saying, boy, I got all the stuff to do. I'm writing. I'm on the radio. I'm going to press conferences.
It's called our job.
You know, Fred didn't tell me about this at the...
I do a lot of it at home.
You know what really stinks is when they have that open locker room period.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Let's see. Who was this? Dave from Bar, Vermont says, just wanted to say your Super Bowl coverage is fantastic. The national media is pretty much mute in comparison to the content you're giving us loyal fans. I even joined up the MySpace page as well. You guys better get something out of that setup. The past few days, I've laughed my ass off at a lot of the things you've come up with, even though I feel guilty about the Derek Thomas chuckle I got. Real nice, Fred.
What Derek Thomas chuckle?
Oh, he had a very tasteless Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas is a stiff.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm a Vermont guy who went to the University of Arizona, home of Brewski's Desert Swarm defense, and I have to say you have to try the In-N-Out Burger. If you get the chance, it's probably 20 minutes south if you're headed toward Tucson, right off the interstate.
There's
it's awesome.
2 feet from here.
Yeah. Use your GPS in the rental car. Tombstone is filled with elderly tourists, but a fun town to get wasted in. I think that's why they say it's haunted, because when you're hammered, you see all sorts of weird things, like vigilante ranchers getting ready to go four-wheeling for illegals. Jenna's strip joint is also very impressive. When I first heard of the Super Bowl being held out there last year, I knew it would be the perfect spot, and it should be so every 3 years. My only real football question, how do you feel Maroney has handled the Super Bowl media attention after becoming a Bobby Big Wheel for a couple weeks, and do you think he's ready to run the way he has for the past month, and do you think any of the boys gave it to Pickler? Keep up all the good work, and two... I am too have.
Would have liked to have given it.
He's looking for annihilation as well.
But that's an interesting. I'd like to know the answer to that question too, because I haven't heard much from him this week. How has Lawrence Maroney been?
Fine. I've been in and out of him, but as I said to Fred earlier,
really?
There was one. All right. There was one
like
point today where I sat
he
there.
He
was by himself at a table. There was nobody talking to him.
Really?
And I'm like, this is the guy who's the starting running back on the 18-0 and best
and
offense
might say
ever.
Anything.
Right. And there was not a single person talking to him.
They were all over his table yesterday.
Yeah. No, he's had
there
crowds,
should always
but
be people.
Yeah. I mean, I look at him as a high-level player.
Not only is he a high-level player, but he's that guy which you never know what he's going
to
say.
There's he's the guy I asked, were you thinking about the media when you ran to the end zone? He said, heck yeah, it kind of crossed into my mind.
The last 2 days, there have been guys, like Rodney has constantly had every chair at his table has been filled. Matt Light, for the most part, Asante Samuel, Ellis Hobbs. There have been guys like
that up
that
at the podiums
constantly.
Welker,
Harrison. I think Harrison
Vrabel.
Was at the podium yesterday.
Yesterday.
But today, Wilford, Seau, Welker,
Vrabel,
Copen.
Moss,
Copen.
And Copen were at the podiums.
Let's see, Lawrence in Ireland.
Drunk.
Why is Brady's ankle not mentioned in the injury report at all?
Must not be that bad.
Well, my understanding is you only put one injury on the injury report.
Yeah. I think that Patriots are doing what they do.
What's that, Paul?
They manipulate.
I don't care about the injury report.
I don't either.
I don't.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
No.
But there's no way that he was heavily taped on Monday limping around the practice field and not on the injury.
Well, according to Dan Pompey.
Not as serious as his right shoulder injury.
Yeah. According to Dan Pompey, he wasn't limping Wednesday. According to his pool report. He wrote he was limping Monday
and not limping as much Wednesday.
And didn't have the huge tape job, right?
Right. Didn't have the tape on the outside.
On the outside.
So
of course, Dan Pompey.
There's no way you're
going to
tell me.
The field.
There's no way you're going to tell me that his ankle problem right now is less serious than the right shoulder injury that he's been listed with for 4 years.
Chronic.
There's no way anybody's going to convince me of that.
Right, Fred. Chronic.
I don't know. I guess now they're in a kind of a vicious cycle. They can't stop listening.
Exactly.
They have to do it forever now.
What?
The shoulder.
The shoulder.
Can't or don't want to.
They can't.
Why can't they?
Because if it's a chronic injury, they have to keep, you know, it's something that'll never go away.
Now, I think they just don't want to.
So you're saying, Paul, that because they can only list one injury, they're using the lesser one?
No, I don't think if he didn't have a right shoulder thing,
yeah.
I don't think they would have him on the injury report, but I don't think they're being forthright.
Okay. All right.
High ankle sprains don't magically heal in a day. On Monday, he's limping and heavily taped, and on Wednesday, he's not on the injury report. Call me a cynic.
Are you saying they lie?
Yes.
Well, the pool report didn't mention any limping, so I guess he's all right.
But on Monday it did.
But the pool report didn't mention the team getting kicked off the field.
That's the joke.
Right.
That's the joke.
You're better when you say he's a stiff.
Right, that was a better joke.
All right. Doug from Blackstone. Guys, you should all pose for a picture, and it could be like Mount Rushmore. Of course, Andy's head would be like Mount Everest, but it would be a great picture.
Good one.
This head starting to hit
really
home.
Taken off. It really doesn't bother me.
He's
really,
a complex about the head. It's okay if everybody calls me fat, old, and bald.
Right.
You know, call
it is what it is.
Tell Andy he's got a big head. And, hey.
Right.
I do have a big head.
And I'm fat, old, and bald.
I know. I've been telling you that for 4 years now.
You're not that old.
He just looks it.
All right, web radio at Patriot. No guests today.
Is this show over yet?
Gary Radecki dropped the ball.
No, you know what happened?
He dropped the ball.
3:30, about 10 buses pulled up here.
Yeah, there's a ton of people out there.
Everybody just showed up.
But I don't know what Gary does.
Well, he doesn't do anything.
He does that.
What?
Does what?
Just helps coordinate.
Coordinate what?
That's standing there and looking like you're doing something. He doesn't
swear to God,
anything.
This is like Chandler from Friends. You just use words like coordinate, and
right.
Nobody knows what he does.
Fred, there are 158 people that work in marketing. Isn't that enough people to coordinate whatever they have to do?
Well, you know, they're not all Gary.
If he has to run the radio
you
show.
You saw in the clip on ESPN or the NFL Network today, they had Brady walking out, and there was Gary with his little mouthpiece and his clipboard.
He wasn't doing anything.
He's doing things.
He's
out there.
Anything.
He's doing things.
I've never seen him do anything.
I saw the back of your heads. Yeah.
No, well, we were from the front, too.
Oh, really?
There was the eclipse when they showed it from the back. My head. But.
You were there, too, Eric. So
I did see you. You were in it, too.
And you looked every bit as bald as Paul.
I am.
I've actually hadn't noticed how thin it is on top for you.
I know I am.
Good call shaving it.
Of course.
You would look ridiculous.
Some guys can pull it off.
Oh, yeah. Eric actually did it the classy way.
Yeah, some guys can pull off the shaved head.
Paul can't handle it.
I don't think I can.
I think you should
try it. Let's try it.
Why don't you just try it?
We'll go to CVS right now and get clippers.
You can't
shave Paul. Shave Paul.
Shave Paul.
Oh, Dan did it.
We're talking about his head, Dan.
You can't just try it.
We'll do a few shots tonight. We'll see where it leads.
It's not like you can do it and then say, well, it kind of looks silly. You're right. You know, you can't
grow
back.
Yeah,
when?
After the season.
Come on, Paul. I'll tell you what. I'm so confident they're going to win. If they lose, I'll let you shave it.
Is that a promise?
Sure.
Okay, if they lose, then we put Paul in a chair and we shave him right down.
Wow.
And we'll shave it bald, right?
With the clippers.
Kind of like yours.
Yeah, with the clippers. I'll use the same way I do it.
Right. We got to get Chris Ferrer to do his,
don't
too.
Don't do it, Paul.
They ain't going to lose.
Fred. We got to get Webb Messi.
Ferrer's in on this, too.
See, we got to get Ferrer to do this, too. Fred just confirmed what I've been thinking, though. Don't you think I look silly?
I just think it's... I wouldn't want to do it to myself.
You look like you're fighting something. You're fighting a losing battle.
Oh,
I'm not fighting anything. It really doesn't.
All right, Eric.
But it really
personal.
Doesn't bother me. See, I kind of feel like Andy about it. Andy knows he's got a big head. I know I have a big bald spot. It doesn't really bother me.
All right. But what if you looked better the other way?
I don't think I would.
But you don't know.
But yeah, my hair is so
thin. I think for anyone, it just takes getting used to. You look different
my
for a while.
My hair is so
and
fine
you
and thin that I think it would look stupid if I just
think it would look
cut it all off.
Better than this.
Well, we're getting Ferreira in on this too, Fred.
Is he going to shave too?
Well, he's
got that Friar Tuck circle around.
We have
the top
to go
his
through his wife and all the red tape.
Yeah,
that's why we wanted
to do it this week during the Super Bowl because she's not you around. You guys check with my around. Wife and she would see what she thinks.
What was the latest thing now that he does in his Walter Mitty other life?
The secret life of Walter Mitty.
What does he do? He kayaks. Yeah. He rides mechanical bulls. And now he can post up anyone on one-on-one.
Yeah, he's a dominating one-on-one basketball player.
He's got a great outside shot.
I'm telling you this right now, any of you listeners, if you want to come down this summer and see something, so watch me and him play one-on-one because I'm going to beat him like a freaking dog. And I stink. And I'm gonna whoop him good.
Yeah, but you can't foul him, Tom.
We're going to have officials. We're going to have
officials.
That's part
of the game. Fred, listen, I'm talking about flat out physical basketball, posting him down low,
grabbing
head
rebounds,
fakes, going, yeah, rebounding.
Prison rules.
I am going to destroy him in every manner.
Prison rules? You know a little something about prison, Dan? You two-gendered loser.
I also should give a bit of an update. In our new hotel, Fred, there is a basketball court in the courtyard.
Oh.
Basketball
because it's a
net.
Prison.
Yeah.
So I think that might be the...
because it's a prison.
That might
well,
be
that'll
proper,
Tom like that.
That could be the proper venue for this right now.
No, yeah, not right now.
No, you're not ready? You've got to get in fighting
shape?
Yeah,
he's gotten
shape.
No, I'm not in the...
And by the way, Ferrer hasn't shot hoops in about a year, he said. Well, I know is he was so... The reason he played JV is he was a dominating player, but he wasn't much of a team player. That's why he was on JV.
And he played JV as a senior.
I think he was on. I think he was on JV because he's semi-retarded. That's what I think.
He has several as yet unknown learning disabilities.
Well, since Tom has projected how he thinks this game plays out, I'm going to project how I think it plays out. I think it's going to be a terrible game that somebody wins 1-0, and they should be embarrassed to be on the court. Final score is 3-1. It's going to be terrible.
You don't understand. I'm going to be doing wind sprints. I'm going to be doing suicides.
Oh, but you know what it reminds me of? You ever see, like, you know, you're in a place where there's, like, a musical instrument, and someone says, oh, I know how to play the guitar, and then they spend, like, 20 minutes tuning it, and they just can't get the tuning right, you know, and so they never end up playing anything? That's going
to
be these
you
two.
You should get those. I'm ready to
They're
go.
They're
going to
spend 20
I'm
minutes
playing.
Talking about the rules.
Right.
You know,
rules. There are no rules.
Prison rules.
We're gonna play to 11. Winner's got to win by two.
No, don't play to 11. For God's sake,
I have shot.
There's no way.
Does anybody
three pointers?
Pompous guy. Do you know how to put stuff on YouTube?
No.
Well, I have a video camera.
Yes,
Andy,
you
can. You can
wait a minute.
You can tape the game.
Video editor before you came to us.
We're gonna put the game on YouTube so everybody can watch it when we're done,
and we'll link it to our MySpace page.
Can I do play by play?
Yes.
Sure.
Play by play.
Andy.
Andy will shoot it.
Still no score.
You want to do color, Andy?
Sure.
All right. That'd be great.
Oh, my
that
God.
Way you can do all those little witty comments that you like to throw in there that only Tom laughs at.
But I'll have to have, like, action to have a witty game.
There'll be action.
Well,
there might be blood, but there's not going to be action.
Two guys
when
on the ground.
When the game doesn't provide the entertainment, that's
see, you
that's
guys
the entertainment.
Gonna be you, like, guys don't, you guys don't know something about me. I'm not really competitive because I'm not that athletic. But if some wimpy little guy like Chris challenges me, I take that personally.
You know what's going
to
happen?
I will not
Fred?
Lose to him.
It's
going to
be 0-0 after like an hour and a half of playing, and it's going to be like Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed. One of them's going to go up for a rebound. They're both going to hit each other and fall to the ground.
Right,
it's going to be
right.
ugly.
I Paul, say you I, and I doing play-by-play are going to be like Remy and Orsillo in like a 13-1 Sox game
right.
against
I'll be
the Devil
Yeah, and I'll have the 13.
We're going to be talking about Rodman looks nice around here, and
you'll be plugging
you smoke.
You'll be plugging your website.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
You have a website?
All right, James from Roanoke Rapids,
you
North
have one
Carolina.
On your head, you loser.
He says, I'm just checking in before the biggest game in Patriots history. I hope everyone is enjoying their trip to Arizona and that everyone staying he wants to know if we're staying out of trouble. I sure wish we could be there to help cheer on the Patriots, but as always, I will be there in spirit and hope to watch them make history. And then he goes on to talk about his prediction. He says, the Patriots will win this one going away. No last-minute field goal needed this time. I just feel that the Patriots' passing game will explode early, and they will have a good lead going into the half. Then they will turn mainly to the rushing attack to eat up the clock. This will limit the number of chances the Giants will have to try to get back in the game. That is when the Patriots' defense will take over, get some sacks and interceptions when Eli Manning has to force the ball down the field because of the limited chances they have. Final score, Patriots 35, Giants 20.
Not that close,
not that
but
close.
That, the rest of that
could,
is all right.
I could see that. 38-24.
Yeah.
I could see that.
The
that's
rest
good.
Of that, I think, is very, very plausible.
Yeah, I think
that's how it's going to happen.
I think that's going to happen.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress.
Thanks for the
we'll
guest,
We'll be here
Gary.
One more time before the big game tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern. We'll talk to you then.